Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
KCNR 96.5 FM, KCNR1460.com, and AM 1460 has teamed up with Golden Valley Bank for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans for their service. And a portion of the proceeds goes to help out local homeless veterans. Golden Valley Bank at 250 Hempstead Drive, Suite 100, creates a truly unique local banking experience. Talk to our relationship banker today at 222-4000. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, House Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'll notice. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is time for us to have our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the DJV program and the participants therein, which include Victoria Keevan, Jennifer Horan, Doug Steffen here at your service for the overview of the week of November 30th to December the 4th. Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week the staff listening to radio stations, programs, talking to hosts about where the this particular story plugs into the list. The top 10. Sometimes I start at the bottom of the list, sometimes at the top. I think I'll start at the top this week, Victoria and Jennifer, with the focus on COVID, the spike, vaccine information, that sort of thing. So where I've noticed this most, I went grocery shopping in the local Trader Joe's the other day, and everybody was wearing a mask, and they were staying distant from others. And so that apparently is, you know, that's the standard, at least in many places, or most places where I frequent. The question is, how do you manage your risk? Some people, because they've heard a lot about the vaccines and the fact that doctors are probably going to start getting shots as early as next week, and the people in these in the rest homes are, that's what they, we, that, is that politically incorrect now to call them rest homes? Where
don't they call them nursing homes?
Long-term care, right?
When I was a kid, they called them rest homes. Anyway,
they did.
Whatever.
Convalescent homes, right? Wasn't that something
that
they used to say?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Okay. So they're going to
I'd
get
like
their
to convalesce. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't.
I've been to some pretty horrific convalescent homes.
Well, no, I mean just the verb. Just the verb. Convalesce. Yeah. Not the home.
Right. No, it's a pretty horrible situation with some of these. Anyway, at any rate, the focus on prevention still. And that's why I made the reference to Trader Joe's. Although I'm sure in TJ Maxx they do the same thing. All the retail stores that are jammed this time of year, I would think that you'd almost want to be there. You are at risk, even though it's a small
people
amount
don't
of risk.
Want to be there. That's right. That's the opposite of what people want. That's why the numbers of foot traffic was down by 55% on Black Friday.
Really interesting. I think there's a direct correlation with the amount of restrictions and what people want to do. And I think in places with where there are less restrictions, people are choosing to stay home and shop more online.
That could
but
be.
I got to tell you, I live in California, and over the weekend, I just wanted to go to Michael's to buy some ribbon. Mm-hmm. And there, I think I told you guys, there was a line outside of Michael's that wrapped around the store.
Yeah.
And I thought it was for Best Buy because I thought, or maybe somebody's, you know, some sweet deal on a television. No, it was Michael's. And people wanted to get in that store and they were out there. But I have to tell you, and I know we'll probably get to it, what I think is happening in the state of California is that the restrictions are so tight, people are like, you know what, forget it. We can't handle it anymore, even if we want to be safe. They're actually, once this new order from Gavin Newsom, our governor, goes into effect, and he divided the state into regions, in each region, once they hit a certain marker with the ICU beds, they're going to completely, we're shutting down like an emergency break is what he called it, for 3 weeks. And do you know that they're putting the grocery stores at 20% capacity? The grocery stores. Now, you saw how people were hoarding, like, you know, pasta and toilet paper.
Yeah.
Tell them they can't go to the grocery store, and you're going to see people hitting
panic
each other over the head with baguettes because they just don't know what to do. Already, so, when I heard that, I ordered my Instacart that'll be delivered this weekend with, you know, dry staples just in case so that I don't have to go to the stupid store for the next month. It's ridiculous.
Well, my family's in California, and I, as much as I've resisted it, I had plans to go next weekend, and I'm not going to go. And I'm not going for Christmas. I'm not going until I get my shots.
Where can you go?
Even
if you
go anywhere.
Right.
No
place. Jen said everything out. Yeah, the parks are closed.
Yeah.
I guess you could sit on the beach, but
you can. Their trails and the beaches are still open for now.
Yeah.
But outdoor dining is closed down, even though there is absolutely no science. And actually, a judge is pressing them. I'm happy to say that there's been some pushback. And so the Board of Supervisors now has to turn over their science, and I put air quotes around it, that link the outbreak of COVID cases to outdoor dining. And they're not going to be able to do it because they've already said they used a CDC study, which actually included indoor dining, not outdoor. And it was a national study. It wasn't even in L.A.
Yeah,
indoor dining is linked. I mean, I'm in New Jersey where we have just, you know, crazy cases here. But outdoor dining is still open. Indoor dining is still open at 25% capacity, but fewer people. And I think, Jen, you're absolutely right. There's a psychological thing happening that everything in New Jersey is pretty much open. Schools are open. Restaurants, retail stores, but people are staying home because they just, you know, it's the smarter thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there, you're right. There is no link yet that I've seen, and I've been looking at a lot of stuff with restaurants. I haven't found a single link to outdoor dining.
Stuff. Yeah, and
it's
so
indoor
now,
dining for sure is linked, and house gatherings.
The permission that people are going to feel to take more risks because of all the focus this week, the announcement, the vaccines are going to be ready for doctors next week. And the people on the front line and the people in the rest homes. And then after that, 1st of January, people who are older, involved in certain pursuits like restaurants and agriculture, that sort of thing, they're going to get their shots. And so people say, okay, well, I guess we're going to be okay now. What you don't have, you don't become immune until a week after you get the second shot.
Oh, is that the answer? I'm glad you said that because people have been asking me, and I did not know
how
long you have to wait until after the second
week. After you get the second one. So let's say doctors like Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's associated with our programs, gets his shot on the 11th. And then 4 weeks after that, around the first week of January, they get their second shot. So that means the second week of January, they're going to be A-OK. That doesn't mean that he's not going to wear a mask, but that means you're going to be safe. 94% Pfizer's 94% effective, I think.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah. And the Moderna will be available a week after the Pfizer. So that's going to be, it depends on the state and where they're shipping this stuff to. I think you're going to see Moderna more readily available because it doesn't require that freezing, whatever,
94 below, right. The Moderna one, is it the same setup where it's first shot, 4 weeks later, second shot, and then a week after that you're immune?
Yes,
okay,
it is.
Same schedule? Okay.
Yep,
I kind of think, you know, a lot of people are speculating that people are loosening up a little bit because the vaccine is coming.
They are,
maybe, but I really think psychologically it has to do not only with people just being exhausted from all of this, but also from so many of the, I call them hypocrites on high, because you've got all of these people who are passing out orders to people and then they're not following themselves. A lot of our
Jen, I know I don't live in California, but I'm still completely bitter about Gavin Newsom eating indoors at a restaurant with a
and
bunch
it wasn't
of people
just
who
him.
Don't live
the
in his house.
The San Francisco mayor ate there like 2 days later.
Oh my god, these hypocrites.
Really
the San Jose
SOBs.
Mayor told people not to travel, but he went on vacation anyway to go see his family. The Denver mayor told people not to travel, yet he flew to go see his family. And then the latest one, I don't know if you guys saw it, this one just made me crazy. The Austin mayor from Austin, Texas said, oh, you can't travel, you can't do anything for, you know, for the holiday. Well, he recorded the video with that message from Cabo San Lucas.
What?
I mean, are you nuts? I actually had my radio show that I do. I played the clip with some mariachi music in the background. I said, wait, what is that? What is that I hear back there? Because the guy's in flipping Mexico. Are you kidding me? telling people not to travel.
Mexico.
And after he gave a wedding for his daughter with more people than we're supposed to gather.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, humans are social creatures. So it's tough for, as I said a few minutes ago, I'm really frustrated to the point of being angry about not being able to get in California where my children are, especially they can't come here. They were all going to come here to my farm on Christmas, and they can't do that. And so, you know, you wonder about behavior. And then you look at around the country, schools are closing again. A lot of teachers have gotten the COVID, and they say they've gotten them from the students in their classes.
But see, that's actually, going back to the science of that, there, at least in New Jersey, and I don't know if this is in other states, but in New Jersey, the reason the schools have not closed, and the governor has said he is not planning on closing schools, is because very, very few cases have even been linked to schools, to kids in school.
Yeah, so
they're
over.
It's bars, it's eating indoors in restaurants, and it's gathering in other people's homes. That's what it is. It's not schools.
I saw a picture of a classroom in an elementary school where they put all of the extra the furniture around the side of the room because they don't want the kids sitting close to each other, unneeded chairs.
They're also doing
and desks,
plexiglass
like
in a
that.
Lot of schools. I mean, they're doing stuff to keep kids safe, and this idea that we have to keep them out, that's stupid. And
nonsense.
It's also the teachers' union trying to try to get something more favorable for themselves, and that's too bad because I think the teachers want to get back to work too.
Yep, they sure do. So anyway, there's all of that, and it's the business of moving ahead in all of our businesses and our lives. But this first part of the year, a little frustrating. I think it'll open up pretty quickly. Keep your fingers crossed for that. It's interesting to think or see about how many things are coterminous with the inauguration of the next president. Even though number two on the countdown this week is the president talking about election fraud. We'll get to that right after this here on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe. And most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, the big picture here when it comes to the election fraud claim is that there, even according to Barr, there's not much fraud claim. But Trump seems to be the only one not getting that message, Jennifer. Is that true, you think?
No, I think a lot of people are. Are you kidding? I mean, the video that was just uncovered in Georgia shows all of the poll watchers being dismissed at 10:30 for people stay, and they were told that the vote count would be over until the next day. You can see them on the video streaming out of the room, and then four people are left, and they start bringing out cases of ballots, which I think most people believe are the military ballots, and started whatever funny business they did. So, no, I don't think it's over, and I think that we should all be watching this because it's important for every party, no matter what, no matter who you voted for.
21 after.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from 4 different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy 5 car wash packages and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The end of Thanksgiving week, in a manner of speaking. We're getting into the first week of the month of December. There are a lot of great messages that have come out of Thanksgiving. I think we have a lot to be thankful for. And so now we move into what the reality is for the rest of the year. Christmas time, shopping, all of that good stuff. And the season of presidential pardons. The big picture finds us, I guess, wondering more, not about Michael Flynn and his pardon. Did Flynn say to Trump, you should have another election? Or who was it that said, suspend the Constitution and have another election?
I don't know who said that. But I will say that when the reason pardons are on the list is for a couple of reasons. Number one, Michael Flynn, yes, was given a pardon last week. And then this week, there's been a lot of talk about whether or not Trump should pardon himself, which I think is the biggest joke, because it's, again, people spinning up all this craziness. But
well, him and his
there
family,
was also,
whole family is the discussion.
Yeah, yeah, but what if they, I mean, I don't know. I don't believe they've done anything wrong. And I also don't think that their precedents, especially when you talk about pardoning yourself, I don't think we want, and I don't think Trump would, create precedents where presidents can go in, do whatever the heck they want, and then pardon themselves. Give me a break. I mean, why not just move to North Korea at that point. So those are some of the reasons. But the other reason that pardons were in the focus is that there was an investigation that, I guess, started to leak out. I think CNN got it first, and now it's been kind of trickling out everywhere, where there was some kind of investigation, and I haven't studied too much into it, but there's an accusation that somehow people were approaching someone within the administration to try to give money for pardons. And I'm not sure exactly what it's all about or who might have been the focus of that pardon, but there is something that the Department of Justice was investigating where a group was trying to get pardons for people. So,
all right, so here we have number four, which is a focus on these Senate runoff races in Georgia. To tell you the truth, there's so much stuff floating around. You know how much money they're spending buying advertising on radio stations like the ones.
And if you want to talk about voter fraud, already what's going on, there's a bunch of independent groups that are under investigation for trying to register out-of-state voters, trying to encourage people to come into the state to vote. I mean, it's a mess. And you want to, I mean, not only do they have money and activists, you know, like descending into Georgia, but now you're going to have a ton of lawyers, Democrats and Republicans, trying to make sure that everybody's on the up and up. I mean, what a mess. It's a mess.
Yeah, it sure is. All right, so that is the, when is the runoff? Is not till the first week of January, right?
The 5th of January.
Yeah, so are there going to be heavy hitters going in there to try to
already are. Trump will be there. Trump's rallying Saturday. Pence is there Friday. Joe Biden's expected to go rally for the Democrats, but he hasn't given a date as to when he's going to do that. But yeah, a lot of heavy hitters have been in and out of the state already.
Yeah. All right, so speaking of Biden, he's named Brian Deese, is it Deese or Deese, as the coordinator of the administration's economic policy. He has been involved in things like the Paris Climate Accord, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There are a lot of people that are getting into the new administration that aren't new at all, but that happens. I think no matter whether you're Republican or Democrat, you just bring in the people that you know or people that have been around.
Well, people that you trust, prevents the revolving door that we've had for the last 4 years. You know, I don't think that we're going to have the turnover rate that we've had. So,
unfortunately, I think from my perspective on my side of the aisle, it's like a redo of the Obama administration. So, if you were unhappy with some of the Obama Biden policies, then to see these same people being put into positions of power makes you think, okay, here we go again. It's just it's a redo, and I think that's what's unfortunate is that there isn't that much fresh blood. It's really a rehashing of stuff that's already been in place and maybe kind of uninspiring.
Well, somewhat it does bring to the surface, although Susan Rice is a casualty of her own misgivings, but the DNC has a very heavy hand in the stuff. And, you know, they have, I think, in my rendering of what's going on, you don't look to the new elected officials, you look to the people that are in the party, and they're the ones that are sort of pulling the strings, at least it seems that way to me. 28 after on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's Toploss.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Vans Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back into the fold here. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, going through the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find these charts listed at talkers.com if you'd like to keep up with the top 10 in the story count, the people count as well. We've worked through the first half hour of this presentation. We've worked through the top five stories. Number six is a focus on the economy, the fact that the Dow Jones averages, all this stuff is going through the roof. The stimulus package is a very important part of that. And whatever these guys, I noticed that back and forth, apparently Pelosi and McConnell have been on the phone a lot this week trying to figure out why should it be up to one person or two people to figure this all out.
I think they're in charge, then they're the ones who have to know what's acceptable.
Well, why should it be just one person that it's acceptable to under the circumstances?
Because I think if you don't have a point person, then you've got chaos because everybody wants something.
And we don't have chaos now?
Well, we have an inaction. I don't think
the leadership of both parties sucks. Let's get right down to brass tacks. Pelosi is an outrage. McConnell's an old fossil.
I read something yesterday that was pretty stunning. I think the number was 54. The Congress had, Nancy Pelosi had 54 opportunities to vote on stimulus in the last couple of months leading up to the election and wouldn't do it. 54.
No. Well, they're holding
out. It's all politics.
Yeah, they're holding out because of the Republicans want to have protection for businesses to not get sued if their employees go back to work and get COVID. And that's something that the Democrats have been holding out on. And really, from everything I've read, it seems to come down to that one sticking point.
Hold on a second. I've not heard this at all. Go through that again, Victoria.
The main sticking point is the Democrats don't want companies to have immunity from lawsuits from employees who go back to work or are forced to work and get COVID or die from COVID. And so the Republicans want immunity for the companies so that, like, basically so you don't get any disability. And so I don't know why they couldn't have had a limited liability and a compromise somewhere in the middle. That would have been what I would have gone for.
The suit would blame the store for somebody getting...
Yes.
Or in the business for getting COVID?
If you get COVID or if you die from it.
How do you know whether it's at the store?
Exactly. That's what the argument is.
Yeah. So it's I see both sides of it. I do see both sides of it, though, because, you know, I have a friend whose boss was basically on Wall Street and said, all the employees have to come back or you're fired. And so my friend compromised with his boss and said, I can only do 3 days a week. I just don't feel comfortable doing more than that. But, you know, COVID outbreak, there was an outbreak in the office, and they're all talking now about, you know, okay, well, this guy forced us, we can all do our jobs from home. He forced us to be in the office because he's a control freak, and he wants to make sure no one was watching TV, and essentially, he put lives at risk. So
they should have quit then. I don't know. I mean,
but how can you quit in a pandemic, Jen? These are good-paying jobs. People don't just quit their jobs.
The idea is that when we go to work, we're usually, under some circumstances we're not, but most people that go get a job are at-will employees, which means that anybody can sever ties at any time if
the conditions around them are not good.
I don't know,
like
but if it's that strong of
a pandemic,
if it's that strong of an issue, though, where they don't want to be in the office and their job requires them to be in the office.
I don't know. I don't think we want to add to unemployment numbers right now. I don't know. I think that there could have been a happy medium where there's a limited liability that they could agree on. So that would have been what I would have
tried
for.
That may be, but I think that is a slippery slope. Yeah, that's interesting because I'm sure a lot of people listening didn't know that was the case.
And a lot of it also was arguing over how much money goes to the blue states because the Democrats are building in a lot of money for California, New York, and I'll speak just for California. And that is that while we've had some COVID cases, what financially troubled the state of California is unfunded pension liability. And so they were looking for a bailout to try to bail themselves out of that trouble that had nothing to do with COVID. And I don't think that it's fair that we use emergency money that is all deficit spending to try to bail states out that couldn't hack it. I mean, give them what they need for resources, COVID,
right? But on the other
to bail
end of
them
that.
Out of pension trouble.
Right, I agree with that. But on the other end of that, New Jersey going into the pandemic was in a surplus. We have a guy, our governor was the president of Goldman Sachs. He's a business finance guy. Our state has never had better finances, and now we're in trouble because we've been hit so hard.
Of course, everybody's
so
in
it's
trouble.
Not just like every state just wants pension bailouts. New Jersey was in a great position going into this pandemic, and we're still now hurting because we've had so many cases and deaths.
Number seven.
Just speaking from California, it's crazy.
No, I agree with you on the California thing, yeah.
Story list number seven has to do with our relationship with China. What do we have this week? A story about a lot of money going to Vietnam.
Apple has instructed their manufacturer, their Chinese manufacturer is called Foxconn, and they've instructed them to take about 30% of the production out of China. And that's $270 million they're investing in Vietnam. So, and that's, we're not exactly sure yet. It's going to be some iPads and some MacBooks. We're not really sure, you know, how 30% that still means.
Am I the only one who thinks with all the unemployment in America, isn't there some way to figure out how to get these businesses back here and give the jobs to Americans?
Well, what
am I missing in this story?
You want to bring them back here.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying there's no damn leadership from either side. incentivizing.
Well, that's actually not true going forward. That's not true going forward because Joe Biden's already had meetings with a lot of the big tech companies, and there is a lot of talk about incentivizing.
They should promote that.
Well,
I'd like to read more about that. I'd like to know more about it. Frankly.
Well, it made news. It was all over the headlines. So he can't do anything yet. He's having preliminary meetings.
I'll believe it when I see it. I don't necessarily think that there's a serious effort to do anything to harm the Chinese.
Well, there better be. Because this country is
the DNI yesterday, John Ratcliffe said this week, he said, you know what? The biggest threat to the United States, point blank, is China. And not only a threat to our country, but to the whole world.
The whole world. Absolutely.
Well, that's why you saw all those other countries. Yeah, well, they are. The world is waking up to it. And that's why you see all those countries forming that consortium agreement to, and I think that the United States is probably going to join that group. And I think in the tariffs are going to stay in place. A lot of the Trump tariffs are going, they're not going away. They're going to stay against China. And I think that we're taking a smarter approach to joining other countries. And essentially it's ganging up on China.
Good.
And I think that's something that I think that's the smart thing to do. I will give Trump credit. He punched the shark in the nose, and I give him credit for being ballsy and trying to take on China. I'm being dead serious. I give him credit for trying to take on China.
That visualization of punching a shark on the nose.
Right.
Good.
Well, you know, but I mean, he went head on. But the
and
problem
they are sharks.
Is,
no mistake about it. The Chinese government and the companies that are playing with fire over here, they are sharks to the nth degree.
But what I'm saying, though, is the problem, though, is with that approach, I believe he thought that the United States was all-powerful and that a punch directly to the nose would be all it took. What happened, though, is we found out the hard way we do need our allies. We do need other countries to join us to gang up on China. And so, and now, you know, and then what happened with the tariffs we saw in the farming community, It's been a disaster for the farmers. So I do applaud his. It was a bold move, and I don't take anything away from it, from him doing that. It's probably the best thing I think that he's done in 4 years. Unfortunately, it didn't work out the way that he had hoped it would, or that we all as a nation hoped it would. But I think that keeping those tariffs in place and then pulling in some friends.
He was the first politician on a national level to even consider China as an enemy. And I think that's not something that he just went into. Yeah, it wasn't something he went into lightly. He's been talking about this since he was Donald Trump mogul in the late 80s. He's been beating this drum about China.
Well, but he didn't help his hit the image of this when he called Xing Xing, whatever his name is, a good friend.
Xi Jinping. Of course that's how he's doing it, though, because he goes in and says, you know, it's the good cop, bad cop method, where we're going to tariff you, but you're my good friend. Let's keep talking.
Yeah. On the people list from talkers.com, all kinds of things related to the talk world, both television and radio. At number 10 on the people list, Nancy Pelosi. Number 9, tied are the four people running in the runoff election in Georgia. Number 8, the Trump family. Are they going to be pardoned or not? Number 7, the former president played golf and got behind a PSA, a public service announcement to have you wear masks, Mr. Obama, Mr. Clinton, Mr. Bush. At number 6, legal team for the president, Barr, et cetera. Stephen Adler is at 5. Eric Garcetti is 4. Dr. Fauci is 3, becoming an important cog in the new Biden administration. Biden himself is number 2 on the list, and until probably the inauguration, Donald Trump will stay on the top of the list. That's it, the people list, thanks to the folks that work at Talkers Magazine every week to put this list together 52 weeks a year. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, number 8 on the list of stories we'll get to in a matter of moments, a focus on the news media, the media wars, cable television, all the sort of biases that are there, and who knows what, you know, where do we go with that? We'll find out in a moment or two here as we continue our overview of the hot hits in talk radio this week with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen, we lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
From Talkers Magazine, the charts this week, the week of November 30th to December 4th. I'm Doug Steffen, counting up from number 10, the climate, the weather, that sort of thing. It's a minor conversation, but the list is so top-heavy with COVID and the election stuff that some of these things just kind of flow in. Race relations, number 9. The media wars, number 8. Our relationship with China, especially in some countries in the Middle East, number 6, the economy, what's happening in the stock market, jobs, are we going to have some kind of relief package? Number 5, the Biden administration coming into shape. Number 4, the Georgia Senate runoff races. Number 3, will he or won't he? Presidential pardons, that's 3. Trump continues his claims about the election. And number 1, the whole overview of the COVID thing. Vaccines and that focus. So that's it, the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine. Back into the fold here on the overview of News Talk Radio for this first week of December. Number 8, what's going on in the so-called media wars, whether there's is there a light at the end of the tunnel? Does Fox News go away? Does Newsmax become the new king? What
Fox News needs to figure out who they are now. They don't. They created the monster that, you know, the media monster of Donald Trump, and now he slaughtered them, essentially. So they don't know who they are. They don't know who their audience is. Fox News is
funny.
Is in trouble.
Because I actually, you know, the news part, okay, so each organization, right, has news and opinion, and some of them blend it together.
Not much news, lots of opinion.
Well, I mean, I really believe CNN does very little news now. All you have to do is just look at their headlines.
Garbage, as someone who went to
journalism school, you look at that headline and go, okay, that's an opinion headline. That's not a factual news headline. But Fox's news department is actually pretty good. Brett Baer, Bill Hemmer, all of those people who give their, you know, they're not giving takes. They're actually doing news. So I don't know that the Fox necessarily
has a problem with that. Their ratings have just plummeted.
But because their opinion people have switched over.
Hello, this is what's happening. I'm going to ask Michael Harrison, who's in the companion hour to this, the editor of, and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He was invited by the fellow that runs Newsmax magazine to a dinner with the president. And I think Michael would tell you that it was
recently?
Very interesting. His name is Ruddy, last year.
Oh, okay.
So Ruddy and Trump seem to be very, very, very...
They're close friends.
Yes.
And have been before he was president.
Right. So the thought is that as he leaves, he's going to help his buddy Ruddy. Hey, that's an interesting. His buddy Ruddy. I didn't think about that. Yeah, okay. So he's going to help his buddy Ruddy by tossing lots of flowers to him and maybe even participating in the network. There are people who say he's going to buy the network. I don't see that, frankly. He doesn't need to. He gets much exposure.
Why would
he
spend
a lot of money?
Trump hates spending his own money. That's been how he's been in his whole life. So he's not going to buy anything. He's going to allow someone to pay him for his likeness and for his brand, and that's what he does. He licenses. He doesn't
build
things.
Some people say he might buy CNN, though, because it is for sale, because it's suffering so badly. I mean, you want to talk about ratings atrocity.
I don't think
he could buy CNN, which would be kind of funny. But One American News is the one that seems to be picking up a lot of steam, too.
They've been booted from a couple of cable networks for some reason. I forget what it was. I saw that this past week. Number nine, police reform, that sort of thing. That is chugging along. The state of Massachusetts this week was the first state in the country to come out with a legislative package that goes into in great detail how to fix the police, at least from the legislative point of view. And there are a lot of people who are beating this drum, as well they ought to. Reform, yes. Defund, no. That would be my slogan. Reform, yes. Defund, no. Where even the defund thing is nonsense. I mean, come on. Other than if you can find waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, that sort of thing. But no. All right, the climate and the weather and what we're going to have. It looks like a snowstorm coming to our neighborhood. Maybe even this weekend, Victoria. Although it won't last because it'll warm up and be gone away. But it's December. Time for it to snow. Duh. All right. So thank you, ladies. Good job on the charts from Talkers Magazine here at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding roots, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time for us to go through the top five items this week in the world of technology. Items that affect you and your everyday life. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We start with number five. And the story from TJ Maxx or the TJX companies focusing on home goods. You were really excited about this, Victoria.
I think a lot of people are going to be very excited next year. In 2021, home goods is finally going to have an online presence. And the TJX companies, which owns Home Goods, Marshalls, Sierra, and TJ Maxx, they really don't have any presence online. You can't shop from, you know, their inventory. And I understand the reason for that is by nature of each store having different inventory, it makes it very difficult to have one online store where you can shop everything that's in stock.
But doesn't it tell you something, just as an interruption for a second, that they've made as much money as they have, and they don't have or haven't had an online presence. Maybe now they realize they got to do that.
Yes.
But they've been very profitable without having
the
online.
It has worked out. These are stores that people really enjoy shopping in person.
Yeah. They're nicely done. They really are.
Yeah, and the home goods stores are wonderful. People find
I'm not a shopper, but I'm just telling you that I think that the way they put them together, they're headquartered in my hometown, and I knew the founder, who actually was a great friend of my father's, and he was a great merchant, and at 90-something, he's still active in what the company does, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, excuse me.
Well, I think the pandemic has really shown any, and it's not just the TJX companies, any small business that does not have any retail business that doesn't have a strong online presence has gone under during the pandemic because people don't want to, they don't feel comfortable being in stores with a lot of people. And if you don't have all of your goods online for sale in an easy way for people to shop, those are the businesses that are going under first. So TJX knows this, and they believe that they can still remain profitable with in-store shopping starting up again next year. But overall, I think it's a great move to bring home goods online. They've got 821 stores across the country, so they will have homegoods.com. You can get the latest info on store hours and closings right now, but eventually that will be the site where you can shop for all the goodies.
All right, number four this week as we head to number one. General Motors is not too excited at the moment anyway about electric trucks.
General Motors ditched its plan to acquire an equity stake in the electric truck startup company called Nikola, which is like the Nikola Tesla. I don't know why they would name their company Nikola. Tesla already was taken. It was
Tesla. A cough drop?
Nikola Tesla, the actual scientist. They keep trying to pirate
his name.
His
first name was Nikola. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they keep trying to pirate his name. But anyway, so GM was very disappointed. Nikola had battery problems. They basically lied about the capacity of, you know, that they could do 600 miles on one charge. It ended up being a kind of a disaster. So essentially GM is shifting from being a partner to just being a customer. So when they get their stuff together, they will still be buying parts from them, but they will no longer be an official partner.
Number three, Get Wise. Get it? You hear what I'm doing there?
Yeah. So Wise is the smart home company, best known for its range of budget internet-connected security cameras. Now they have announced the debut of their first smartwatch. The Wise Watch will be available in two sizes, same size as the Apple Watch. It'll ship in the U.S. in February of 2021, and it is $20. This is the best Christmas gift. Give an IOU for right now. Wait till they ship. It is going to have the blood oxygen monitoring, heart rate tracking. It's water and dust resistant. It's got a 9-day battery life. And it will track your sleep as well as your fitness. This is, to me, the best budget watch that you could, smart watch that you can get. $20, it's unbelievable.
Good deal. Number two, Apple has made it, as it usually does, into our top five in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. Apple has announced that they're soon going to begin manufacturing iPads outside of China for the first time, and that's because they say they don't want to get caught in a trade war, and they have asked their manufacturer, Foxconn, to move some of their iPad and MacBook assembly to Vietnam, and this is going to start in early 2021, as soon as they possibly can make this happen. And they are Apple right now sells about $1.5 billion worth of sales in India, and $500 million of that is manufactured locally in India. So Foxconn's move to Vietnam is also, part of it is also going to go more towards India as well. But they're planning a $270 million investment in Vietnam's manufacturing. So it's good news for them.
All right, number one is how you'll be able to watch Wonder Woman on Christmas.
This was by far the story that got the most traction this week. Warner Brothers has announced that when Wonder Woman 1984 is released on Christmas Day in theaters, it will also be released on HBO Max the same day, and it will also be the first title that HBO Max will stream in 4K Ultra HD. So you will get a much better experience than if you're just watching it on regular TV.
All right, so there they are, top five items from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force are warning coronavirus doses currently in the pipeline won't save the country from the current wave of infections, and Americans should not let their guard down.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells ABC's This Week,
we're seeing it spread from multi-household gatherings, overcrowded indoor restaurants and bars. These are the settings where interventions need to take place.
As for vaccines,
we could see FDA authorization within days, but it's going to go according to FDA's gold standard process.
And when you might expect to get it?
Thinking in the February-March time frame that you're going to see more general vaccination, and by the second quarter of next year, we'll have enough vaccine for every American that wants it.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Kelly Loeffler debating her Democratic opponent Raphael Warnock Sunday night ahead of the twin Georgia runoff elections that will determine which party controls the Senate. Meanwhile, the Senator Loeffler said the president has every legal recourse to contest the election, and that's what's taking place. Residents in a vast region of Southern California, much of the San Francisco Bay Area, and a large swath of the Central Valley getting ready to be placed under a sweeping new lockdown that happens tonight. It's an urgent attempt by officials to slow the rapid rise of coronavirus cases. Los Angeles media outlet KABC found many are getting ready.
You got to do what you got to do because, I mean, look what happened last time. This store had plenty of toilet paper, so I don't have to worry about that. But who knows what we're going to have next week.
And others are concerned for the business owners.
It's scary and it's just so sad for the small businesses. That's what I just feel so badly about. So many lives are affected in so many ways.
The new measures take effect this evening and will remain in place for at least 3 weeks, and that's the bad news. That means the lockdown will cover the Christmas holiday. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Negotiators from Britain and the European Union have resumed talks in Brussels in what may be the last chance for Britain and the European Union to strike a deal over future trade ties. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Whilst the new session of negotiations was authorized by the two leaders, they noted that fundamental differences between the two sides remain, as von der Leyen explains.
Significant differences remain on the three critical issues: level playing field, governance, and fisheries. Both sides underline that no agreement is feasible if these issues are not solved.
Although the UK left the EU on January the 31st, it remains within the bloc's tariff-free single market and customs union through till December 31st. Reaching a trade deal by then would ensure there are no tariffs and trade quotas on goods exported or imported by the two sides. Karen Chamath, London.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A decision will be made soon about the replacement for Virginia's Robert E. Lee statue at the U.S. Capitol.
The Commission for Historical Statues in the United States Capitol is expected to make its recommendation on December 16th. The recommendation will be made to Virginia's General Assembly. Like every other state, Virginia has two representatives in the Statuary Hall collection at the U.S. Capitol in Washington. The state's other statue is of George Washington. Virginia picked Lee, the Confederate general, for one of its statues in 1909. John Scott reporting.
The first report cards of the new school year are arriving with a lot more Fs than usual. School districts from coast to coast have reported the number of students failing classes has risen by as many as two or three times, a sign of the struggles that many students are having with distance learning, especially English language learners, those with disabilities, and other disadvantaged students. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Season's greetings to all listening to the program. I figure we're in the season now because the first week of December, you're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly affair with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Although that doesn't sound right, does it?
An affair. Eh, what the heck? I'm open-minded, you know. The first weekend in December, you know what they say, Doug? It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes, that's true. You want to break into sound. Somebody said to me, the two of us sound like we're having such a great time. We're doing this when everything is falling apart. We're having a good time telling everybody the world is falling apart. I thought that was pretty interesting. Yeah, it is. All right, we're here to give you go ahead. What?
Have you actually gotten feedback from listeners that we sound like we're having a good time?
I have, in fact. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
It's always good. Yeah, can you imagine having a good time on the radio? Who would have thunk it? Especially talking about some of the crap that we have to talk about. The story list this week, I'm not saying that the talkers is crap, but the stories, some of them, good God. How you keep a straight face?
Terrible times.
We'll do a year-end. What's the year-end show going to be like, the last week of December? That ought to be a lot of fun.
Who knows? You know, you think there's another story that will work its way into the top ten
that we
don't even know about, asteroid?
something like that. I really actually do think around the 20th of the month, just before Christmas, something's going to hit the fan.
I don't know why I think that, but I just
Jupiter and Saturn are going to hit each other.
Well, there's a lot of that going on. Yes, there is. There's
Oh, I got to bring that up. Now you're going to tell me it's all like going to affect our lives.
It will. Wait and see. Okay. Story list and people list from Talkers
Magazine.
Okay, here
we go. This is the crappy list. At number 10, UN climate change report, and basically the UN has come out with a report saying that climate's changing and that this
really?
Year was
Thank
a doozy.
Yeah.
At number 9, race relations and police reform, down at the bottom of the top 10, but still there. It's taking kind of a hiatus as Biden gets his act together, and then, of course, he'll be in the hot seat. At number 8, conservative media wars and social media bias issues. You know, that's that whole Newsmax, Fox News Channel thing. And,
right.
And conservatives do believe, and with a certain amount of credibility to it, that the big social media platforms are biased against conservatives.
There is a degree of that. You had dinner one night, you told me, and I know we talked about it actually on the air, one Sunday night, you and Christopher Ruddy, who is the publisher of Newsmax magazine and the TV network, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. He invited you to have dinner with him and his friend, President Trump.
Yep.
And it's pretty clear that they've been friends for quite a long time. So where does that go? People must be asking you that question because they know that you know what the story is to a point.
I've been following Newsmax since it started. Chris Ruddy and I have been buddies. And he's a very nimble positioner. In other words, he's a businessman.
Yeah.
And he sees the supply and demand right now that there is a growing number of people that want to hear reasons to affirm their hope that Donald Trump will serve another term and that the election was rigged. And he's playing to that base. And that's causing Fox
News. Just like Michael Levin and some of the others who are telling those stories and driving some people crazy, what they fail to realize in the news talk radio world, whether it's television or radio, is that there is a large group of people who knows how many millions there are who don't care about what the, quote, truth are, the facts are. They want to hear what they want to hear. So every night when Levin is on his stuff talking about nonsense, the audience loves it. And I think Rudd has figured out that too, right, Ruddy?
He's always known that. And and as I said, he's a very nimble and very bright positioner. We're talking about what's known in the business, folks, as positioning, where you place yourself along the spectrum to be able to serve whatever vacuum and or demand there is out there. And media information is a matter of supply and demand. If there are people out there that want to be told a certain thing, you'll get them to patronize your platform if you give that to them.
Yep.
There's a lot of giving what they want out there.
I'm going to start a network that focuses on monoliths. And where they are, people want to know where the monolith is. Right?
I'll sign me up. I'm a monolith freak.
Yeah, well, there's a new one in California. Did you know that?
It came
there's
and
new
went.
One. Yeah,
it's gone.
Well, now the one that came and went was in the Utah desert. Now there's one that's popped up in Pine Mountain Loop.
No, I think it's gone already.
San Francisco.
It disappeared. I think it
really?
Went back to the planet from whence it came.
Oh, no. No, yeah. I thought it was there. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
You just give us a headline.
Let me tell you something. There are widespread monoliths all over. It's being suppressed by the government.
Yes, it is.
They don't want us to know about these monoliths.
No, not at all. They don't even want you to know who won the presidential race.
I'll just do it.
All right. Keep going.
Number 7. U.S.-China relations and Middle East tensions. Number 6, the economy and the education crisis. They're very tied in together. It has to do with opening and closing. Number 5, Biden organizes new administration. Of course, when he gets to the cabinet, they're going to have to be approved by the Senate, and we don't know who's going to be running the Senate yet. This is interesting drama. At number 4, the Georgia Senate runoff races. That ties into that because Georgia is going to determine which way the Senate goes, and that some people are saying this Senate runoff is as important an election as the presidential election because it really will determine
a lot of attention.
Of
and boy, the radio stations down there making a bundle selling all these ads. My God, good luck to them. I'm happy for them. Yeah.
And number 3, we have the issue of presidential pardons, which is a whole brouhaha unto itself. And number 2, Trump continues election fraud claim. And number 1, COVID-19 spike, vaccines, and discussions about ways of prevention. You want to do the people?
Why not?
All right, real fast. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer at 10. At number 9, we've got the Georgia Bunch. Raphael Warnock. We have Kelly Loeffler. We have David Perdue and John Ossoff. Those are the four running for the two positions. Mm-hmm. At number 8, Ivanka Trump, Eric Trump, Donald Trump Jr. They're
pardon
the party
us.
Crowd.
Pardon me, miss.
Is this the Chattanooga choo-choo?
At
number
yeah.
seven. Oh, gosh. That's before my time, folks. I just happen to know history. At number 7, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush. What
they played golf.
What has that group got in common?
Did you see that? They played golf, and they all said, we're wearing masks. This is what you got to do. This is what we advise. They played a golf game someplace in New Jersey. I thought that was kind of cool.
It's so nice to see them getting along.
Yeah.
At number 6, William Barr, Rudy Giuliani, and Jenna Ellis.
It's
at number 5, Steve Adler. Number 4, Eric Garcetti out in L.A. Dr. Tony Fauci at number 3. Looks like he's going to be part of the Biden team as well.
Going to be his medical advisor, yeah?
Yeah. Number 2, Joe Biden. And number 1, Donald Trump. Hey, it's another week in paradise.
I think Trump is going to be Biden's chief political advisor. What do you think, in the new administration?
You see, that would be smart. He should appoint Trump Secretary of State. Let Trump run foreign affairs.
Yeah, I'm for that. I think Trump would do punching the shark in the nose, as it's been described of what he did with the Chinese. A lot of people on the Democrat side say they give him that. Trump did it.
I'll tell you, Biden should follow Trump's lead when it comes to
China.
Israel. He should follow Trump's lead when it comes to China.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. For all the folks out there who are worried that Biden is going to undo all that and become a socialist, don't be so sure.
No.
Biden's a we talked about this last week. He's a pragmatic centrist. He's going to do what he thinks will work and what is popular. And he knows there are 72, 73 million Trump diehards out there that are going to be breathing down his neck.
Right.
I think he's seasoned enough to be able to figure that out.
He's not going to do what Trump did and throw gasoline on the fire, if you will, by calling Pelosi names, even though she's, these people are way past their prime. And I say that advisedly because, you and I are creeping up. We all are creeping up in terms of age. But Pelosi's been in that seat so long, so long. She's tired. It's old. Same thing with Mitch McConnell. Come on. They'd get in the way of everything. All right, in a moment.
It's not in eight.
Whoops. All right. I don't know where we are. We okay, Phil? All right. You're going to get doing it with him. I'm going to talk about today being National Cookie Day at 15 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Yes, National Cookie Day. We go back to 1853 when Godfrey Keebler opened his baker. We all know about the Keebler Cookie Company. Oreos first invented in 1912. Same year, the Hydrox cookie, which is basically the same thing as an Oreo. And then Ruth Wakefield started making Toll House cookies in Massachusetts in the late 1930s. So why am I bringing that up other than to make your mouth water? Well, this is going to make it water even more. You have not heard of this if you've been listening to the Countdown Show and you don't listen to me doing my regular weekday programs. There's this is not a new company. It's been a Midwestern cookie house for quite a long time. But now, because I started eating their cookies, I said, okay, we're going to bring this to the nation, and you're going to sell your cookies to everybody who really appreciates and understands what the problems are of gluten in all of our foods. Ebon's Bakehouse, E-B-A-N-S, Ebon's Bakehouse is making crispy shortbread cookies, chocolate chip cookies, cherry oatmeal cookies. It really, across the board, not only they make the most wonderful, delicious cookies, but they also have breads that are, there's no gluten involved. You can cook things, no preservatives whatsoever. You got to keep everything frozen because there are no preservatives in it. And these things, the bottom line is, as my old friend Phil Lemford, the supermarket guru, used to say on my programs, it is the taste. People are going to buy things because they taste good. So take it from me. These cookies are fabulous. And, yeah, I'm being paid to say that, but the first time I bit into one of these chocolate chip cookies last year, I thought to myself, my God, what is this? Because I'm a cookie guy. I'm the cookie monster. I love good cookies. So you want some really great cookies, all assortments, all kinds of cookies, and breads, and rolls and that sort of thing, then go to ebonsbakehouse.com, please. You can give gift cards for cookie lovers that you know on your list. When you check out, when you're buying whatever it is you want to start with, use the DJV code on checkout, and you'll get a better deal, free shipping, that sort of stuff. But it's Ebon's Bakehouse where you want to start. Look at their cookies. Try them out. You will never eat another cookie once you've tasted one of these. They are that good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe. And most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In December, we're covering frequently asked questions by you, our listeners, here in Reading and worldwide. And January brings us pearls from the masters of the industry. We'll analyze what advice we like, what we take, and what we disagree with.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back into the fold here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Go to talkers.com and you'll find these lists every week enumerated. Top 10 stories of the week, top 10 people of the week. And it is wonderful to acknowledge, and I say this not necessarily with bragging rights, but I think that you and I and the format have a lot to be proud of. Spoken word formats have crushed it in the before the election this past year because there's so much going on. People want to hear not only the political discussions, Michael, but I think they want to hear what's going on, generally speaking. I know the sports stations, even though there's no sports, how have they fared in your overview? I mean, with the L.A. Dodgers, that was great on the radio out there. But in general, do the news talk radio ratings sort of follow, or sports talk radio follow news talk in terms of listenership and popularity, do you think?
No, they're very popular. You know, it depends on the cities, because some places are great sports towns and some are not. Right. Yeah. And so a lot of it depends upon how the home teams are doing and how much of a fan base there is. The new wrinkle of gambling has totally changed the nature of sports talk radio.
How so?
First of all, they're getting tremendous revenue from the gambling companies.
Right.
And secondly, they are openly able to tout spread and picks. And that's changed the nature of the game in terms of how it's talked about.
The FCC allowed them to do that. They didn't used to be able to do that, right?
Well, no. Now gambling is legal in most places in terms of that. And so sports talk radio is in its own universe. But I cannot say there's no sports. There was an interesting basketball season, hockey season, the baseball season. They pulled it off. And now the football season is limping its way toward the playoffs. But, you know, they're hanging in there. But the football season is really under, people are watching very carefully to see if they'll be able to get to the finish line, because this COVID thing is getting worse and worse, and the teams are, you know, they're decimated. This is like a preseason season. Some of the teams are in good shape, like the Kansas City Chiefs. They're doing very well. Pittsburgh Steelers are having a good year. But for the most part, it's an off year for everybody. And I don't know how, you know, fans are going to look back at 2020 when it comes to football.
Well, have to wait and see. I think that the most illegitimate was baseball, frankly, because it was a short season. So I don't think the Dodgers really are the World Series champions at all. I think that was a sort of a gimme. I don't think they could have won in a real season. What do you think of that? They would have fallen apart.
I don't know. Who knows what would have
been. I just
say
that to make trouble, that's all. I don't know for sure.
I actually, I don't follow baseball that closely, but from what I hear from people that do, the Dodgers were a very good team this year.
Yeah, they were. But could they have sustained it in a regular season?
The game is scored the way the game is played, the way the game is scored. If everybody agrees this is the length of the season, this is the game. Yeah. You know, it's somebody's got to win it. I think it's a legitimate win. It's just a different kind of season. But if you look back over the history of sports, the number of games per season and rules and all kinds of things have changed significantly over the years.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, so back to News Talk Radio and News Talk Television. The rumor is on the street that CNN is for sale. And then when people hear that, Donald Trump, he's going to buy CNN. We were talking about Christopher Ruddy and Newsmax a few minutes ago, but I had remembered that the for sale sign is out at CNN.
You and I should buy it. Then we could put this show on CNN and we'll have like twice as many listeners.
Perfect. Yeah, right. Three times maybe even. Maybe we better stick to radio. So what does that actually say, though, in your mind? You got about 30 seconds here. The fact that is for sale is because it's not popular, it's not successful. Why would CNN be for sale?
I don't know that CNN is for sale. So, to me, everything is for sale.
Well, that's true.
You know, I take that with a grain of salt.
Are your used shoes in your closet, your clothing closet, is that they for sale?
If you want them, I can give you a good deal.
Really?
I can give you a BOGO, two for the price of one.
Really? 28 past the hour.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies.
Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Mary's Bistro delivery business is bustling and ready to burst.
Orders 34, 35, and 36 are up. Who's handling these? Hello, Mary's Bistro, now delivering.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use...
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Workers Magazine. That's the home of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the stories of the week, the people, all are listed. You can check it out. Again, the address online, talkers.com. Remember what it was like before we had the internet? There was no such thing as talkers.com. It's Talkers Magazine. Got it in the mail, opened it up, read the big stories, right?
Yeah. I still call it Talkers Magazine and Talkers. I do not like to think of Talkers as talkers.com because the website is just a place where you can see Talkers Magazine online.
Right.
The idea of a magazine, and you know, people are like, why do you call it a magazine? That means it's printed. That doesn't mean it's printed. It means it's a magazine. And now with the current discussion about Twitter and Google and Facebook, whether they're platforms or publications, it shows even more so that I have always been mindful of the fact that we are a publication, that we post and publish things that are filtered through our editorial process.
Right.
We're responsible for what we print.
And that's how the story list comes about every week, the people list that you can find at Talkers Magazine. That's the basis of our conversations here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. So one of the things here that has been a big focus, the election fraud claims, number two on the list this week. A lot of Republicans have not been riding with Trump on this, but yet there are some who have some actually fairly convincing videos and info on what appears to be voter fraud. Like the, I forget what state it was. Was it even Georgia where they sent all the people home and then a bunch of boxes of stuff came in? The video showed four or five workers bringing in boxes of votes, and they seem to be discounted, that kind of stuff. I mean, the more
it's inconclusive.
Why do people...
It's inconclusive. It's inconclusive evidence, and those who take it seriously but honestly say that there's fraud of that kind or there's mistakes of that type in every election. The key to the whole thing is whether or not there's enough of it to turn the election around, and almost every nonpartisan body out there or authority out there says that there's not enough to turn the election around. So
no. Right.
Yeah, maybe
so
we
why,
can learn lessons from this, maybe
yes,
we can look going
for
forward.
Sure. Yeah.
But you know, the question is, what's more important, keeping Trump in there or maintaining the age-old policy that defines America as a peaceful institution of having a smooth transfer of power?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very serious issue.
Do you remember when Nixon got bounced? And Gerry Ford's first words as the new president, the Constitution has worked. America is safe. We move on. Remember that when he said that was really a way of settling. I thought he was, frankly, I wished he'd have been the president instead of Jimmy Carter for lots of reasons. I thought he brought a lot of calm, but he didn't win for one reason and one reason only. He pardoned Nixon, and that was the end of him. And so one would wonder. The number three item on the list this week are presidential pardons, and I think we made mention when you went through the list, number eight on the people list are the Trump kids, and so do they get pardoned along with their father? Will he pardon himself and everybody else in his family and everybody else in the administration and anybody who could be charged with anything? What happens under that scenario, if it is, even exists?
Well, it only works for federal crimes committed while in the past. You can't go out and commit a new crime.
Right.
You cannot be invulnerable to prosecution for crimes, you know, going forward. It's a lot of BS, you know.
It's talk for all of these, back to the television networks, the cable people and the television, I mean the radio folks, something to talk about because it stirs the pot, and that's kind of what gets people cooking, I guess, especially
Trump is definitely facing a world of trouble. When he no longer has the presidency to protect him, there are a lot of, you know, non-federal agencies, you know, the Southern District in New York in terms of the DA there and a number of other authoritative, you know, branches of local and statewide government are out to get him. So so he's not...
Well, he's his own worst enemy. It's not like, you know, the way you do things oftentimes is a reason for people to go after you. Not always, but you know as well as I do that his attitude has brought his most of the problems that he's had. I think if you were to canvass most of the people in the country who really understand what he has done policy-wise, they'd say, rah-rah, shish kumbah. I said that. I thought much of what he did was great for me, myself, the country, But his damn attitude toward people and things just cooks it. So, you know, sometimes it isn't always just the issue. But then, you know, it is what it is.
Well,
so.
Well also, what do we expect of the presidency? So, what do we expect of the cultural tone of the country? What do we expect of dignity? What do we expect
yes,
of honesty?
Yes, president's supposed to be dignified, whatever that means.
Well,
so
some
what
people
do you
got
to
kick out of the president not being dignified.
Well,
to me,
okay.
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
No,
but it is a sentiment that has fueled Trump's
yeah,
rise.
Yeah. The biggest story, I'm going to put you on the pedestal, and I want to get from you a suggestion or a guess as to, as we go to the end of the year, or maybe a month from now, the first of the year, what's going to be the big story? How do things change as you go into a new, you know, we know there's going to be a new administration. So how are the right-wing stations going to take that, and the hosts and stuff, if Trump's gone, then what do they do?
Well, what they do is they attack Biden on every front. And they milk as much attraction as they can out of Donald Trump, depending upon his profile and his posture. Mm-hmm. But no, they're going to attack the conservative media will continue to attack Biden and play offense, and the Biden media will play defense, and it'll go on. Just
you
as it was that way with Obama,
tired?
And that's the way it was with Clinton.
Do you think the public is, as we're tired of the reality of COVID, are we tired of the hit them over the head sort of kind of radio and television that we've seen and witnessed, especially the last year and a half?
My answer to that is yes and no.
Okay.
You want to yeah, we're tired straight? Of it, and we still are addicted to it.
Ain't it wonderful. Okay, there
I mean,
you go.
Isn't that true? Isn't it true?
I think you're right. I think there's a lot to be said for that argument. Number six on the story list is the focus on the economy. I noticed that 3M, Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing, you knew that that's what 3M stood for, right? Most everybody who's our age knows that. People who are younger, they don't know what the 3M is. 3M, what does it mean? Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing. That's where they got started. Anyway, they're cutting a lot of jobs, and there are a lot of outfits who are cutting a lot of jobs. If there isn't some kind of a stimulus package. So how much of that conversation, again, is number six, do people really understand what's going on and what jeopardy? Biden could be walking into a real pit, because if they don't figure out how to get the economy going again, there'll be a huge, you know, like you haven't seen since 2009, the economy goes into the tank.
That can happen, and then they'll blame Biden as if he had something to do with it.
Right,
Biden is definitely walking into a hornet's nest in terms of the economy. And people who think that there's going to be, you know, the V, it's going to go down, it's going to go back up. No, it can't. The infrastructure has been changed. The culture has been changed. The nature of the economy has been changed. And it's going to be, at best, a long slog back. The hope is that it doesn't crash further. But there are aspects to the economy, thank goodness, that do keep it going. And that is the big tech factor. The Amazons, the Walmarts,
the money those
Tesla,
people are making.
You know, so it's not like, you know, all the factories are shutting down. You know, there's new businesses, there's new ways around
this. Look at the way the Christmas shopping thing is going on, whether it's retail stores online, whether it's UPS says we're not picking up any more packages until we get caught up because we're so busy we can't handle what we've got now. With all the people in the last week or so with, what is it, Cyber Monday and Black Friday and Super Tuesday or whatever the hell.
Giving Tuesday, Cyber
Giving
Monday,
Tuesday,
Black
right.
Friday, and Go Bankrupt Wednesday.
Help the small businesses, small business Saturday. That's what I'm all about, helping the small local businesses. Joe Biden says he's going to wear a mask for the first 100 days of his administration. Certainly is something that I guess we've all talked about it here until we're blue in the face, pardon the pun. Yeah, you ought to be wearing a mask, and a good one, too, as far as that's concerned. why are you joking?
I'm just thinking about your political slogans on his mask. You know,
right,
Trump has
the
hat, you know, the MAGA hat.
Yeah,
Biden
MAGA
needs
hat.
Some kind of a slogan.
Right. Why not just put Biden across the front, stitch Biden into the mask? Why not do that?
Yeah. No, you know, it's symbolic. It's symbolic. The mask thing is the most irritating argument out there. I could talk for hours about how irritating the mask argument is.
I remember as a kid when the Lone Ranger was on TV. You remember the Lone Ranger and his sidekick Tonto? And he used to wear and I wore a mask all the time. I was trying to be the Lone Ranger, so I had the mask on. I started wearing a mask when I was about 6 years old.
It's a different kind of mask.
It is. Yeah, that's true. I just wondered if people remembered that. Speaking of... go ahead. No, I want
people
you to...
remember the Lone Ranger. Masked heroes? My gosh, look at how many there have been. You know who my favorite masked hero was of all of them?
Batman?
No, bigger than Batman. The guy that inspired
Zorro.
Batman. Yeah, I love Zorro.
Into the night when the full moon is bright.
I am Don Diego de la Vega.
Is Zorro. Yeah, that was it.
On guard.
Guy Williams. Wasn't he the guy who played?
He was born to play Zorro. The guy was handsome, dashing, fun, charismatic. And, he had a tough time after Zorro. And he wound up moving to South America, where they honored him as Zorro for the rest of his life.
But he played the husband in Lost in Space with...
positioning. He was not he was supposed to be the star, and it didn't
work
out that way.
That's true. All right, enough of the moldy oldies. Time for me to introduce the people listening to this program to something very good, not new, but new on the marketplace and new for me to talk about. It's a nasal care opportunity for you to use this Navage system, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage, because it is all natural, like all the things I talk about in the air. It's drug-free, and it is complete relief from nose problems, sinus congestions, allergies, airborne germs, viruses, you name it. This is a way for you to make good nasal hygiene your new normal. Navage, the nasal care system that gets rid of dust, bacteria, pollen, pollution, and worse, the allergens that are in the air connected with lots of the viruses. You know what I'm talking about. Cold and flu season here right now. Keep your nose clean. The virus gets into your body through your nose and your eyes. So this takes care of protecting you from things that you're breathing in, being exposed to. Keep your nose clean. Remember that expression from your grandfather? Keep your nose clean, kid. Well, this is a way to keep your nose clean that'll really work for you. It's Navage. That's the system. That's what it's called. Keep yourself breathing easy. Try this product, Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Go online to Navage.com. Order, try. You'll be more than excited about the experience. You really will. Yeah, you'll find it hard to believe. How come I haven't found this and used it before? And there's a no-questions-asked guarantee of satisfaction. Go to Navage.com.
Hi, I'm Kirsty Dunn. I'm a seller engagement manager at eBay. This Saturday is Small Business Saturday, and we are really excited to announce the launch of our up-and-running grants. These grants are essential to help small businesses and to recognize the small businesses that have powered America and to help secure their future online. We really do believe that it is the responsibility of big business to give back and help small businesses that may be struggling. So eBay is committing $500,000 in funding, as well as education and other resources, to help them sustain and grow their businesses through 2021 and beyond. We will be selecting 50 eBay small business sellers to receive a $10,000 grant package, which comprises of cash, eBay credits, and other education and resources and training. If you are an eBay small business seller, head to ebay.helloalice.com to apply for an up and running grant.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies.
Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
On the people list from talkers.com, all kinds of things related to the talk world, both television and radio. At number 10 on the people list, Nancy Pelosi. Number 9, tied are the four people running in the runoff election in Georgia. Number 8, the Trump family. Are they going to be pardoned or not? Number 7, the former presidents played golf and got behind a PSA, a public service announcement to have you wear masks, Mr. Obama, Mr. Clinton, Mr. Bush. At number 6, legal team for the president, Barr, etc. Stephen Adler is at 5. Eric Garcetti is 4. Dr. Fauci is 3, becoming an important cog in the new Biden administration. Biden himself is number 2 on the list. And until probably the inauguration, Donald Trump will stay on the top of the list. That's it. The people list, thanks to the folks that work at Talkers Magazine every week to put this list together 52 weeks a year. I'm Doug Steffen. Moving back to number 1 for a moment, Michael, the idea of people stockpiling supplies again. You go to the grocery store, you can't find certain things. The farms are shut down for the year. That's one of the great things that happened when we review the year. American agriculture, at least a small family farmer, their fate was better this year because people discovered where food came from. But now, look at what's going on in the stores. People going in, you can't find a lot of stuff. So where do we go from there? How is that? Is that much of a conversation, do you think, on the air? Here and there?
To a certain degree. I mean, you know, there's so many different aspects of the economics and the culture of COVID-19 that, that's part of the discussion. It's a complicated bunch of stuff. And sure, buying supplies, going to stores, working at stores, it's big stuff. Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
They're talking about working and jobs and stuff as we're wondering about unemployment. The average person that worked 40 hours a week in the office, you see the survey is working 50 hours a week now from home.
Well, when you work at home, you work all the time. I mean, and that's been happening to people. The whole idea, look, there's two type of jobs, ones that you marry and ones that you just do time. Those are the two kinds of jobs. Pick your career.
We've married our jobs. We've married our careers. And I've been lived happily ever after, frankly. All right, Michael, thank you. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Check out the interview he has with Stephanie Miller this week.
Yeah, it's a good one. MHInterview.com.
.com. 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
This holiday season will be dedicated to showing gratitude. And to avoid the pitfalls of last-minute shopping, wish lists make it simple and safe for all. Amanda Gizzi is with Jewelers of America.
2020 has led to delayed celebrations and vacations, not to mention navigating new work-life balances. We all deserve to treat ourselves and our loved ones with special gifts. And this holiday season, it's your time to shine. Jewelry makes you feel beautiful and connects you with the people who mean the most. Creating a wish list not only ensures that you get what you want, it also makes it safe and easy for your loved ones to shop for the perfect gifts.
How easy is it to build a wish list?
Just head to your local reputable jeweler, like those who are members of the American Gem Society or Jewelers of America. Then take photos of your favorite pieces and ask to create a wish list.
To find a jeweler near you, visit jewelers.org or americangemsociety.org. I'm Bob Devo for the Consumer Radio Network.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now with the presence of our esteemed lawyer, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor as well, expert in scams. And, man, we got a big one going on now. Normally we take a few of the stories out of the list from Talkers Magazine to analyze their legal implications. But now, I guess, well, number one this week on the story list is the vaccine connection to COVID. And now it looks like there are attempts by the bad guys, whether they be the Russians, the Iranians, the North Koreans, the Chinese, somebody's trying to hack into the websites for the various drug companies to do nothing but, what, screw around with the delivery or maybe even the process. What are they doing and what's going on?
Yeah, this is a huge story, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. This just broke this week, and it is going to become bigger. IBM's cybersecurity arm and the Department of Homeland Security issued a warning late in the week that they had found what they call spear phishing attacks. Spear phishing is when a company, and this is the way that the major hacks of governments and also private companies occur. You get an email that appears to come from a legitimate source, and there's a link in there. You click on the link, you download what you think is something legitimate, and it ends up being malware that can steal information or be used to plant ransomware. The Chinese have used this for years to gain intellectual property from American companies. But now what they found is a huge effort, a concerted effort, and one that it, with the complexity of it, it has to be done by a nation state to get into the whole vaccine distribution operation. And there are two kind of possibilities from this. One is, either they're going to try and steal the intellectual property and learn how to do it themselves. That may point more towards Russia. Or they may be doing it to plant ransomware. In other words, just as the vaccine is going to be distributed, all of a sudden their computers are shut down. Everything is locked up unless they pay a ransom. That has the kind of fingerprints of North Korea, which does international bank robbery as a way of gaining money. So this is just the first time we've learned about it, but it's going to be a big story in the weeks ahead.
Yep. Well, it is. It's just disgusting. This is. We have nobody really to blame but ourselves as we look around. You know, the especially if the Chinese are involved, the way we've treated them. It's just, it's disgusting. It just the word I come up with that I can use on the air anyway is disgusting. One of the things that we are talking a lot about with you, the scams at Christmas time, you have a list at scamicide.com, the website that is dedicated to informing folks about the dangers of scams this time of year. That's certainly a scam, what we were just talking about. But then the normal sort of everyday garden variety scam for Christmas. So the 12 scams of Christmas, you got a few for us that we should be enumerating here?
Yeah, I mean, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. Probably the biggest one that we're seeing now, and we saw this, interestingly enough, just like we make our flu vaccines according to what the flu was like in Australia, because they get it first, there's a holiday called Singles Day in China that is actually the biggest online shopping day in the world. And what they found there and what we're starting to see now is a phony call you get from Amazon apologizing profusely for that product that you ordered. It's not going to be available. But they're going to not only refund your money, but they want to pay you some money as kind of an apology. So they want your bank account information or your credit card information.
Wire you the money. Yeah, of course.
Yep. So that's a big one. You also, a lot of charity scams this year, and you never know when you're contacted by a charity if it's legitimate. So you go to a website called charitynavigator.org, which will not only tell you if that charity was legit, but something I know you have talked about with me a lot is how much of the so-called legitimate charity is taking the money that they get and using it for themselves instead of using it for their charitable purpose.
Yeah, there are three or four on the top of that list. Komen Foundation, Wounded Warriors, that kind of stuff. They just you look at the numbers, and they don't add up.
It's really sad.
Yep. Scamaside.com is the website. Find the 12 scams of Christmas. Be aware. It's too bad. I don't want to be in the fear-based conversation business, but that's just practical information. Why would you want to expose yourself to stuff you don't have to? It's all about education. Thanks to Stephen J.J. Wiseman. From Bentley University, always here every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. There's been a little change up at the gas pump.
After slipping down gently to the tune of about 8 cents per gallon over 11 weeks, gasoline prices are now up 4 cents in the past 2 weeks, and the new price is $2.22.
That's fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg. She says that's still 43 cents less than a year ago. The publisher of the Lundberg survey says a rise in crude oil prices spurred the increase while demand remains low due to the pandemic. Highest price in San Francisco at $3.35 a gallon, lowest of $1.75 in Houston. And if you drive a diesel, your expenses went up 3 cents over the past 2 weeks, $2.52 a gallon. President Trump says personal attorney Rudy Giuliani tested positive for coronavirus. Giuliani was exhibiting some symptoms and was admitted earlier Sunday to Georgetown Medical Center in Washington. The 76-year-old former New York mayor has traveled extensively recently to battleground states in an effort to help the president in his challenge of the November 3rd election results. The State Department says the U.S. will impose visa restrictions on Chinese citizens engaged in overseas influence operations.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the restrictions will apply to Chinese Communist Party officials or anyone taking part in propaganda or influence campaigns linked to the United Front Work Department. The United Front has been involved in efforts to put pressure on people who criticize China for human rights abuses in the Uyghur region, Tibet, and elsewhere.
Keith Peters reporting. Many Californians preparing for a new stay-at-home order that bans restaurant dining and shutters salons and limits retail in an effort to curb rising virus infections and hospitalizations. The rules take effect before midnight Pacific time in Southern California and much of the San Francisco Bay Area and a large part of Central Valley. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there, approaching your pain from four different angles, may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Ethiopia's war-ravaged Tigray region has a new battle on its hands, the coronavirus. The outbreak in the region is one of the worst in Africa yet, as thousands flee to Sudan, and they're not safe still from the virus as infection rates are rapidly rising there as well.
More than 45,000 refugees from the Tigray conflict are now living in remote parts of Sudan. They have taken shelter in crowded camps that have no coronavirus testing or treatment capabilities. Many staying in the camps are forced to share shelters and crowd together in lines for food, cash and registration with different aid agencies. There are few face masks to be seen or available for distribution. At one camp, an aid worker told the AP that the number of chest infections was high, but that humanitarian workers had no materials to test for the coronavirus. I'm Karen Chamas.
And you can check out more breaking news. You can read the best analysis, because they're both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Tesla will be added to the benchmark S&P 500 index in a single day this month rather than over 2 days.
S&P Dow Jones Indices says it'll move the electric car maker into the S&P 500 on December 21st at the company's full market value. Because Tesla will be one of the largest companies added to the S&P 500 in the past decade, S&P has been considering adding Tesla over two separate days. S&P said it decided to make the shift a single-stage move after weighing several factors, including the market's ability to accommodate significant trading volumes.
It's Jeremy House reporting. A week after Kia and affiliated Korean automaker Hyundai were fined by the U.S. for allegedly delaying recalls, Kia wants to see some 295,000 vehicles in the U.S. because the engines can stall or catch fire. Owners will be notified January 27th. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Insurance company and affiliates.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is time for us to have our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the DJV program and the participants therein, which include Victoria Keevan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here at your service for the overview of the week of November 30th to December the 4th, Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week, the staff listening to radio stations, programs, talking to hosts about where the this particular story plugs into the list. The top 10. Sometimes I start at the bottom of the list, sometimes at the top. I think I'll start at the top this week, Victoria and Jennifer, with the focus on COVID, the spike. vaccine information, that sort of thing. So where I've noticed this most, I went grocery shopping in the local Trader Joe's the other day, and everybody was wearing a mask, and they were staying distant from others. And so that apparently is, you know, that's the standard, at least in many places, or most places where I frequent. The question is, how do you manage your risk? Some people, because they've heard a lot about the vaccines and the fact that doctors are probably going to start getting shots as early as next week, and the people in these in the rest homes are, is that politically incorrect now to call them rest homes? Where
don't they call them nursing homes usually, or long-term care? Well, right.
When I was a kid, they called them rest homes. Anyway,
they did.
Whatever.
Convalescent homes, right? Wasn't that something that they used to say?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Okay. So they're going to
I'd
get
like
their
to convalesce. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
Right.
I've been to some pretty horrific convalescent homes.
Just the verb convalesce. Yeah.
Yes,
not the home.
Right. No, it's a pretty horrible situation with some of these. Anyway, at any rate, the focus on prevention still. And that's why I made the reference to Trader Joe's. Although I'm sure in TJ Maxx they do the same thing. All the retail stores that are jammed this time of year, I would think that you'd almost want to be there. You are at risk, even though it's a small amount of risk.
People don't want to be there. That's the opposite of what people want. That's why the numbers of foot traffic was down by 55% on Black Friday.
It's really interesting. I think there's a direct correlation with the amount of restrictions and what people want to do. And I think in places with where there are less restrictions, people are choosing to stay home and shop more online.
I got to tell you,
I live in California, and over the weekend, I just wanted to go to Michael's to buy some ribbon. Mm-hmm. And there, I think I told you guys, there was a line outside of Michael's that wrapped around the store.
Yeah.
And I thought it was for Best Buy because I thought, or maybe somebody's, you know, some sweet deal on a television. No, it was Michael's, and people wanted to get in that store, and they were out there. But I have to tell you, and I know we'll probably get to it, what I think is happening in the state of California is that the restrictions are so tight, people are like, you know what, forget it. We can't handle it anymore, even if we want to be safe. They're actually, once this new order from Gavin Newsom, our governor, goes into effect, and he divided the state into regions, and each region, once they hit a certain marker with the ICU beds, they're going to we're shutting down like an emergency break is what he called it, for 3 weeks. And do you know that they're putting the grocery stores at 20% capacity? The grocery stores. Now, you saw how people were hoarding, like, you know, pasta and toilet paper.
Yeah.
Tell them they can't go to the grocery store, and you're going to see people hitting
panic
each other over the head with baguettes because they just don't know what to do. When I heard that, I ordered my Instacart that'll be delivered this weekend with, you know, dry staples just in case so that I don't have to go to the stupid store for the next month. It's ridiculous.
My family's in California. And as much as I've resisted it, I had plans to go next weekend, and I'm not going to go. And I'm not going for Christmas. I'm not going until I get my shots.
Where can you go? You can't go anywhere. Jen said everything out. The parks are closed.
Yep.
I guess you could sit on the beach, but
Their trails and the beaches are still open for now.
Yeah.
But outdoor dining is closed down, even though there is absolutely no science. And actually, a judge is pressing them. I'm happy to say that there's been some pushback. And so the Board of Supervisors now has to turn over their science, and I put air quotes around it, that link the outbreak of COVID cases to outdoor dining. And they're not going to be able to do it because they've already said they used a CDC study, which actually included indoor dining, not outdoor. And it was a national study. It wasn't even in L.A.
Yeah.
Indoor dining is linked. I mean, I'm in New Jersey where we have just, you know, crazy cases here. But outdoor dining is still open. Indoor dining is still open at 25% capacity, but fewer people. And I think, Jen, you're absolutely right. There's a psychological thing happening that everything in New Jersey is pretty much open. Schools are open. Restaurants, retail stores, but people are staying home because they just, you know, it's the smarter thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. There is no link yet that I've seen, and I've been looking at a lot of stuff with restaurants. I haven't found a single link to outdoor dining.
Stuff. Yeah.
Indoor dining for sure is linked, and house gatherings.
The permission that people are going to feel to take more risks because of all the focus this week, the announcement the vaccines are going to be ready for doctors next week, and the people on the front line and the people in the rest homes. And then after that, 1st of January, people who are older, involved in certain pursuits like restaurants and agriculture, that sort of thing, they're going to get their shots. And so people say, okay, well, I guess we're going to be okay now. What you don't have, you don't become immune until a week after you get the second shot.
Oh, is that the answer? I'm glad you said that because people have been asking me, and I did not know how
not
long
become,
you have to wait until after the second
one. 1 week after you get the second one. So let's say doctors like Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's associated with our programs, gets his shot on the 11th. And then 4 weeks after that, around the first week of January, they get their second shot. So that means the second week of January, they're going to be A-OK. That doesn't mean that he's not going to wear a mask, but that means you're going to be safe. 94% effective, I think. Is that what it is? Yeah. And the Moderna will be available a week after the Pfizer. So that's going to be, it depends on the state and where they're shipping this stuff to. I think you're going to see Moderna more readily available because it doesn't require that freezing, whatever,
94
zero.
Below, right. The Moderna one, is it the same setup where it's first shot, 4 weeks later, second shot, and then a week after that you're immune?
Yes, same schedule?
Okay.
Yep,
I kind of think, you know, a lot of people are speculating that people are loosening up a little bit because the vaccine is coming.
I think, but
I really think psychologically it has to do not only with people just being exhausted from all of this, but also from so many of the, I call them hypocrites on high, because you've got all of these people who are passing out orders to people and then they're not following themselves. A lot of our
Jen, I know I don't live in California, but I'm still completely bitter about Gavin Newsom eating indoors at a restaurant with a
and
bunch
it wasn't
of people
just
who don't live in his house.
The San Francisco mayor ate there like 2 days later.
Oh my God, these hypocrites.
Really
the San Jose SOBs. Mayor told people not to travel, but he went on vacation anyway to go see his family. The Denver mayor told people not to travel, yet he flew to go see his family. And then the latest one, I don't know if you guys saw it, this one just made me crazy. The Austin mayor from Austin, Texas said, oh, you can't travel, you can't do anything for, you know, for the holiday. Well, he recorded the video with that message from Cabo San Lucas.
What?
I mean, are you nuts? I actually, on my radio show that I do, I played the clip with some mariachi music in the background. I said, wait, what is that? What is that that I hear back there? Because the guy's in flipping Mexico. Are you kidding me? Telling people not to travel, and after he gave a wedding for his daughter with more people than we're supposed to gather.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, humans are social creatures, so it's tough for, as I said a few minutes ago, I'm really frustrated to the point of being angry about not being able to live in California where my children are, especially they can't come here. They were all going to come here to my farm on Christmas, and they can't do that. And so, you know, you wonder about behavior. And then you look at around the country, schools are closing again. A lot of teachers have gotten the COVID, and they say they've gotten them from the students in their classes.
But see, that's actually, going back to the science of that, there in at least in New Jersey, and I don't know if this is in other states, but in New Jersey, the reason the schools have not closed, and the governor has said he is not planning on closing schools, is because very, very few cases have even been linked to schools, to kids in school.
It's bars,
it's eating indoors in restaurants, and it's gathering in other people's homes. That's what it is. It's not schools.
I saw a picture of a classroom in an elementary school where they put all of the furniture around the side of the room because they don't want the kids sitting close to each other, unneeded chairs.
They're also doing
and desks,
plexiglass
like
in a
that.
Lot of schools. I mean, they're doing stuff to keep kids safe, and this idea that we have to keep them out, that's stupid. And
nonsense.
It's also the teachers' union trying to try to get something more favorable for themselves, and that's too bad because I think the teachers want to get back to work too.
Yep, they sure do. So anyway, there's all of that, and there is it's the business of moving ahead in all of our businesses and our lives. But this first part of the year, a little frustrating. I think it'll open up pretty quickly. Keep your fingers crossed for that. It's interesting to think or see about how many things are coterminous with the inauguration of the next president. Even though number two on the countdown this week is the president talking about election fraud. We'll get to that right after this here on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe. And most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, the big picture here when it comes to the election fraud claim is that there, even according to Barr, there's not much fraud claim. But Trump seems to be the only one not getting that message, Jennifer. Is that true, you think?
No, I think a lot of people are. Are you kidding? I mean, the video that was just uncovered in Georgia shows all of the poll watchers being dismissed at 10:30. Four people stay, and they were told that the vote count would be over until the next day. You can see them on the video streaming out of the room, and then four people are left, and they start bringing out cases of ballots, which I think most people believe are the military ballots, and started whatever funny business they did. So, no, I don't think it's over, and I think that we should all be watching this because it's important for every party, no matter what, no matter who you voted for.
21 after.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Fruits and vegetables are part of a heart-healthy diet. But did you know that produce that's flash frozen may be healthier than fruits and vegetables sitting in your fridge?
Many of us feel we have to eat fresh fruits and vegetables because it's the healthiest. But the studies have shown that if you flash freeze certain fruits or certain vegetables, that it retains its nutrients better because it retains its cellular integrity, so the cells don't get deformed.
Cardiologist Dr. Stephen Kopetsky says flash freezing stops produce from degrading. Flash freezing means produce is picked, blanched, and quickly frozen to avoid ice crystals from forming. Not all produce in the freezer section is flash frozen.
There's no USDA requirement now to say this is flash frozen or actually even to define it.
So for now, Dr. Kopetsky says to check labels and look up brands online to find produce that's flash frozen. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The end of Thanksgiving week, in a manner of speaking. We're getting into the first week of the month of December. There are a lot of great messages that have come out of Thanksgiving. I think we have a lot to be thankful for. And so now we move into what the reality is for the rest of the year. Christmas time, shopping, all of that good stuff. And the season of presidential pardons. The big picture finds us, I guess, wondering more, not about Michael Flynn and his pardon. Did Flynn say to Trump, you should have another election? Or who was it that said, suspend the Constitution and have another election?
I don't know who said that. But I will say that when the reason pardons are on the list is for a couple of reasons. Number one, Michael Flynn, yes, was given a pardon last week. And then this week, there's been a lot of talk about whether or not Trump should pardon himself, which I think is the biggest joke, because it's, again, people spinning up all this craziness. But
well, him and his
there
family,
was also,
the whole family is the discussion. Right?
Yeah, but what have they done? I mean, I don't know. I just don't believe they've done anything wrong. And I also don't think that their precedents, especially when you talk about pardoning yourself, I don't think we want, and I don't think Trump would, create precedents where presidents can go in, do whatever the heck they want, and then pardon themselves. Give me a break. I mean, why not just move to North Korea at that point? So those are some of the reasons. But the other reason that pardons were in the focus is that there was an investigation that, I guess, started to leak out. I think CNN got it first, and now it's been kind of trickling out everywhere, where there was some kind of investigation, and I haven't studied too much into it, but there's an accusation that somehow people were approaching someone within the administration to try to give money for pardons. And I'm not sure exactly what it's all about or who might have been the focus of that pardon, but there is something that the Department of Justice was investigating where a group was trying to get pardons for people. So,
all right, so here we have number four, which is a focus on these Senate runoff races in Georgia. To tell you the truth, there's so much stuff floating around. You know how much money they're spending buying advertising on radio stations like the ones.
And if you want to talk about voter fraud, already what's going on, there's a bunch of independent groups that are under investigation for trying to register out-of-state voters, trying to encourage people to come into the state to vote. I mean, it's a mess. And you want to, I mean, not only do they have money and activists, you know, like descending into Georgia, but now you're going to have a ton of lawyers, Democrats and Republicans, trying to make sure that everybody's on the up and up. I mean, what a mess. It's a mess.
Yeah, it sure is. All right, so that is the when is the runoff? Is not till the first week of January, right?
The 5th of January.
Yeah, so are there going to be heavy hitters going in there to try to
already are. Trump will be there. Trump's rallying Saturday. Pence is there Friday. Joe Biden's expected to go rally for the Democrats, but he hasn't given a date as to when he's going to do that. But, yeah, a lot of heavy hitters have been in and out of the state already.
Yeah. All right, so speaking of Biden, he's named Brian Deese, is it Deese or Deese, as the coordinator of the administration's economic policy. He has been involved in things like the Paris Climate Accord, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There are a lot of people that are getting into the new administration that aren't new at all, but that happens. I think no matter whether you're Republican or Democrat, you just bring in the people that you know or people that have been around.
Well, people that you trust, prevents the revolving door that we've had for the last 4 years. You know, I don't think that we're going to have the turnover rate that we've had. So,
unfortunately, I think from my perspective on my side of the aisle, it's like a redo of the Obama administration. So, if you were unhappy with some of the Obama Biden policies, then to see these same people being put into positions of power makes you think, okay, here we go again. It's a redo, and I think that's what's unfortunate is that there isn't that much fresh blood. It's really a rehashing of stuff that's already been in place and maybe kind of uninspiring.
Well, somewhat it does bring to the surface, although Susan Rice is a casualty of her own misgivings, But the DNC has a very heavy hand in the stuff. And, you know, they have, I think, in my rendering of what's going on, you don't look to the new elected officials. You look to the people that are in the party, and they're the ones that are sort of pulling the strings. At least it seems that way to me. 28 after on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's Toploss.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back into the fold here. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, going through the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find these charts listed at talkers.com if you'd like to keep up with the top 10 in the story count, the people count as well. We've worked through the first half hour of this presentation. We've worked through the top five stories. Number six is a focus on the economy, the fact that the Dow Jones averages, all the stuff is going through the roof. The stimulus package is a very important part of that. And whatever these guys, I noticed that back and forth, apparently Pelosi and McConnell have been on the phone a lot this week trying to figure out why should it be up to one person or two people to figure this all out.
I think they're in charge, then they're the ones who have to know what's acceptable. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why should it be just one person that it's acceptable to under the circumstances?
Because if you don't have a point person, then you've got chaos. Because everybody wants something.
And we don't have chaos now?
Well, we have an inaction. I don't think
the leadership of both parties sucks. Let's get right down to brass tacks. Pelosi is an outrage. McConnell's an old fossil.
I read something yesterday that was pretty stunning. I think the number was 54. The Congress had, Nancy Pelosi had 54 opportunities to vote on stimulus in the last couple of months leading up to the election and wouldn't do it. 54.
No. Well, they're holding
it's
out.
It's all politics.
Yeah, they're holding out because of the Republicans want to have protection for businesses to not get sued if their employees go back to work and get COVID. And that's something that the Democrats have been holding out on. And really, from everything I've read, it seems to come down to that one sticking point.
Hold on a second. I've not heard this at all. Go through that again, Victoria.
The main sticking point is the Democrats don't want companies to have immunity from lawsuits from employees who go back to work or are forced to work and get COVID or die from COVID. And so the Republicans want immunity for the companies so that, like, basically so you don't get any disability. And so I don't know why they couldn't have had a limited liability and a compromise somewhere in the middle. That would have been what I would have gone for.
The suit would blame the store for somebody getting...
Yes.
Or
yeah,
in the business for getting COVID?
If you get COVID or if you die from it.
How do you know whether it's at the store?
Exactly. That's what the argument is.
Yeah. So I see both sides of it, though, because, you know, I have a friend whose boss was basically on Wall Street and said, all the employees have to come back or you're fired. And so my friend compromised with his boss and said, I can only do 3 days a week. I just don't feel comfortable doing more than that. But, you know, COVID outbreak, there was an outbreak in the office, and they're all talking now about, you know, okay, well, this guy forced us. We can all do our jobs from home. He forced us to be in the office because he's a control freak, and he wants to make sure no one was watching TV, and essentially he put lives at risk. So
they should have quit then. I don't know. I mean,
but how can you quit in a pandemic, Jen? These are good-paying jobs. People don't just quit their jobs.
The idea is that when we go to work, we're usually, under some circumstances we're not, but most people that go get a job are at-will employees, which means that anybody can sever ties at any time if the conditions around them are not good. I don't know,
like
but if it's that
Street
strong of
a pandemic,
if it's that
I mean,
strong of an issue though, where they don't want to be in the office and their job requires them to be in the office,
I don't know. I don't think we want to add to unemployment numbers right now. I don't know. I think that there could have been a happy medium where there's a limited liability that they could agree on. So that would have been what I would
have
tried
be,
for.
That may be, but I think that is a slippery slope. Yeah, that's interesting because I'm sure a lot of people listening didn't know that was the case.
And a lot of it also was arguing over how much money goes to the blue states because the Democrats are building in a lot of money for California, New York, and I'll speak just for California. And that is that while we've had some COVID cases, what financially troubled the state of California is unfunded pension liability. And so they were looking for a bailout to try to bail themselves out of that trouble that had nothing to do with COVID. And I don't think that it's fair that we use emergency money that is all deficit spending to try to bail states out that couldn't hack it. I mean, give them what they need for resources, COVID,
right? But on the other
to bail
end of
them
that.
Out of pension trouble.
Right, I agree with that. But on the other end of that, New Jersey going into the pandemic was in a surplus. We have a guy, our governor was the president of Goldman Sachs. He's a business finance guy. Our state has never had better finances, and now we're in trouble because we've been hit so hard.
Of course, everybody's
in
trouble.
So it's not just like every state just wants pension bailouts. New Jersey was in a great position going into this pandemic, and we're still now hurting because we've had so many cases and deaths.
All right, number seven.
Just speaking from California, it's crazy.
No, I agree with you on the California thing, yeah.
Story list number seven has to do with our relationship with China. What did we have this week? A story about a lot of money going to Vietnam.
Apple has instructed their manufacturer, their Chinese manufacturer is called Foxconn, and they've instructed them to take about 30% of the production out of China. And that's $270 million they're investing in Vietnam. So, and that's, we're not exactly sure yet. It's going to be some iPads and some MacBooks. We're not really sure, you know, how 30% then still means.
Am I the only one who thinks with all the unemployment in America, isn't there some way to figure out how to get these businesses back here and give the jobs to Americans?
Well,
what am I missing in this story?
You want to bring them back here.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying there's no damn leadership from either side incentivizing bringing
businesses
back.
Well, that's actually not true going forward. That's not true going forward because Joe Biden's already had meetings with a lot of the big tech companies, and there is a lot of talk about incentivizing.
They should promote
bringing,
that.
Well,
I'd like to read more about that. I'd like to know more about it. Frank.
Well, it made news. It was all over the headlines. So he can't do anything yet. He's having preliminary meetings.
I'll believe it when I see it. I don't necessarily think that there's a serious effort to do anything to harm the Chinese.
Well, there better be. Because this country is...
The DNI yesterday, John Ratcliffe said this week, he said, you know what? The biggest threat to the United States, point blank, is China. And not only a threat to our country, but to the whole world.
The whole world. Absolutely.
Well, that's why you saw all those other countries... Yeah, well, they are. The world is waking up to it. And that's why you see all those countries forming that consortium agreement to, and I think that the United States is probably going to join that group. And I think in the tariffs are going to stay in place. A lot of the Trump tariffs they're not going away. They're going to stay against China. And I think that we're taking a smarter approach to joining other countries. And essentially it's ganging up on China.
Good.
And I think that's something that I think that's the smart thing to do. I will give Trump credit. He punched the shark in the nose, and I give him credit for being ballsy and trying to take on China. I'm being dead serious. I give him credit for trying to take on China.
That visualization of punching a shark on the nose.
Right.
Good.
Well, you know, but I mean, he went head on. But the
and
problem
they are sharks.
Is,
no mistake about it. The Chinese government and the companies that are playing with fire over here, they are sharks to the nth degree.
But what I'm saying, though, is the problem, though, is with that approach, I believe he thought that the United States was all-powerful and that a punch directly to the nose would be all it took. What happened, though, is we found out the hard way we do need our allies. We do need other countries to join us to gang up on China. And so, and now, you know, and then what happened with the tariffs we saw in the farming community. It's been a disaster for the farmers. So I do applaud it was a bold move, and I don't take anything away from him doing that. It's probably the best thing I think that he's done in 4 years. Unfortunately, it didn't work out the way that he had hoped it would or that we all as a nation hoped it would. But I think that keeping those tariffs in place and then pulling in some friends.
He was the first politician on a national level to even consider China as an enemy. And I think that that's not something that he just went into. Yeah, it wasn't something he went into lightly. He's been talking about this since he was Donald Trump mogul in the late 80s. He's been beating this drum about China.
Well, but he didn't help his hit the image of this when he called Xing Xing, whatever his name is, a good friend.
Xi Jinping. Of course that's how he's doing it, though, because he goes in and says, you know, it's the good cop, bad cop method, where we're going to tariff you, but you're my good friend. Let's keep talking.
Yeah. On the people list from talkers.com, all kinds of things related to the talk world, both television and radio. At number 10 on the people list, Nancy Pelosi. Number 9, tied are the four people running in the runoff election in Georgia. Number 8, the Trump family. Are they going to be pardoned or not? Number 7, the former presidents played golf and got behind a PSA, a public service announcement to have you wear masks, Mr. Obama, Mr. Clinton, Mr. Bush. At number 6, legal team for the president, Barr, et cetera. Stephen Adler is at 5. Eric Garcetti is 4. Dr. Fauci is 3, becoming an important cog in the new Biden administration. Biden himself is number 2 on the list. And until probably the inauguration, Donald Trump will stay on the top of the list. That's it. The people list, thanks to the folks that work at Talkers Magazine every week to put this list together 52 weeks a year. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, number 8 on the list of stories we'll get to in a matter of moments, a focus on the news media, the media wars, cable television, all the sort of biases that are there, and who knows what, you know, where do we go with that? We'll find out in a moment or two here as we continue our overview of the hot hits in talk radio this week with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen.
The talk radio countdown.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
From Talkers Magazine, the charts this week, the week of November 30th to December 4th, I'm Doug Steffen, counting up from number 10, the climate, the weather, that sort of thing. It's a minor conversation, but the list is so top-heavy with COVID and the election stuff that some of these things just kind of flow in. Race relations, number 9. The media wars, number 8. Our relationship with China, especially in some countries in the Middle East. Number 6, the economy, what's happening in the stock market, jobs, are we going to have some kind of relief package. Number five, the Biden administration coming into shape. Number four, the Georgia Senate runoff races. Number three, will he or won't he? Presidential pardons. That's three. Trump continues his claims about the election. And number one, the whole overview of the COVID thing, vaccines and that focus. So that's it, the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine. Back into the fold here on the overview of News Talk Radio for this first week of December. Number eight, what's going on in the so-called media wars, whether there's is there a light at the end of the tunnel? Does Fox News go away? Does Newsmax become the new king? What
Fox
happens
News
to...
needs to figure out who they are now. They don't. They created the monster that, you know, the media monster of Donald Trump, and now he slaughtered them, essentially. So they don't know who they are. They don't know who their audience is. Fox News is
funny.
In, is in trouble.
Because I actually, you know, the news part, okay, so each organization, right, has news and opinion, and some of them blend it together.
Not much which, news, lots of opinion.
Well, I mean, I really believe CNN does very little news now. All you have to do is just look at their headlines.
Garbage, someone who went to
doing journalism school, you look at that headline and go, okay, that's an opinion headline, that's not a factual news headline. But Fox's news department is actually pretty good. Brett Baer, Bill Hemmer, all of those people who give their, you know, they're not giving takes. They're actually doing news. So I don't know that the Fox necessarily has a problem with that.
Their ratings have just plummeted.
But because their opinion people have switched over.
Hello, this is what's happening. And I'm going to ask Michael Harrison, who's in the companion hour to this, the editor of, and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He was invited by the fellow that runs Newsmax magazine to a dinner with the president. And at, I think Michael would tell you that it was
recently?
Very interesting. His name is Ruddy, last year.
Oh, okay.
So Ruddy and Trump seem to be very, very, very...
They're close friends.
Yes.
And have been before he was president.
Right. So the thought is that as he leaves, he's going to help his buddy Ruddy. Hey, that's an interesting, his buddy Ruddy. I didn't think about that. Yeah, okay. So he's going to help his buddy Ruddy by tossing lots of flowers to him and maybe even participating in the network. There are people who are saying he's going to buy the network. I don't see that, frankly. He doesn't need to. He gets much exposure.
Why
to pay a lot of money.
Trump hates spending his own money. That's been how he's been in his whole life. So he's not going to buy anything. He's going to allow someone to pay him for his likeness and for his brand, and that's what he does. He licenses. He doesn't
build
things.
Some people say he might buy CNN, though, because it is for sale, because it's suffering so badly. I mean, you want to talk
good.
About ratings atrocity.
Yeah.
I don't think
and
he would.
Buy CNN, which would be kind of funny. But One America News is the one that seems to be picking up a lot of steam, too.
They've been booted from a couple of cable networks for some reason. I forget what it was. I saw that this past week. Number nine, police reform, that sort of thing. That is chugging along. The state of Massachusetts this week was the first state in the country to come out with a legislative package that goes into, in great detail, how to fix the police, at least from the legislative point of view. And there are a lot of people who are beating this drum, as well they ought to. Reform, yes. Defund, no. That would be my slogan. Reform, yes. Defund, no. Where even the defund thing is nonsense. I mean, come on. Other than if you can find waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, that sort of thing. But no, All right, the climate and the weather and what we're going to have. It looks like a snowstorm coming to our neighborhood. Maybe even this weekend, Victoria. Although it won't last because the warm-up will be gone away. But it's December. Time for it to snow. Duh. All right, so thank you, ladies. Good job on the charts. From Talkers Magazine, here at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Each year, more than 32,000 people in the U.S. are diagnosed with multiple myeloma, a cancer of plasma cells. While the median age at diagnosis is 69, African Americans are in a higher risk group and more likely to be diagnosed at a younger age. Most people with multiple myeloma will relapse at some point. making the disease more difficult to treat. Relapsed refractory multiple myeloma is complex because as patients relapse, they can become resistant or refractory to the therapies they receive. Dr. Saad Usmani with the Levine Cancer Institute.
Multiple myeloma is a blood cancer that occurs when cancerous white blood cells or plasma cells grow uncontrollably and crowd the normal plasma cells in the bone marrow. Patients may experience various signs and symptoms, including bone pain, persistent weakness, and recurrent unexplained infections. Because there is no cure for multiple myeloma and patients can relapse, it's important that patients work with their healthcare team to find their best treatment.
For more information, visit mymyelomaoptions.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I take Garlic every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic breath.
And Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time for us to go through the top five items this week in the world of technology. Items that affect you in your everyday life. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We start with number five. And the story from TJ Maxx or the TJX companies focusing on home goods. You were really excited about this, Victoria.
I think a lot of people are going to be very excited next year. In 2021, home goods is finally going to have an online presence. And the TJX companies, which owns Home Goods, Marshall, Sierra, and TJ Maxx, they really don't have any presence online. You can't shop from, you know, their inventory. And I understand the reason for that is by nature of each store having different inventory, it makes it very difficult to have one online store where you can shop everything that's in stock.
But doesn't it tell you something, just as an interruption for a second, mm-hmm. that they've made as much money as they have, and they don't have or haven't had an online presence. Maybe now they realize they got to do that.
Yes.
But they've been very profitable without...
They have. It has worked out. These are stores that people really enjoy shopping in person.
Yeah. They're nicely done. They really are.
Yeah, and the home goods stores are wonderful. People find.
I'm not a shopper, but I'm just telling you that I think that the way they put them together, they're headquartered in my hometown, and I knew the founder, who actually was a great friend of my father's, and he was a great merchant, and at 90 something, he's still the. active in what the company does, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, excuse me.
Well, I think the pandemic has really shown any, and it's not just the TJX companies, any small business that does not have any retail business that doesn't have a strong online presence has gone under during the pandemic because people don't want to, they don't feel comfortable being in stores with a lot of people. And if you don't have all of your goods online for sale in an easy way for people to shop, those are the businesses that are going under first. So TJX knows this, and they believe that they can still remain profitable with in-store shopping starting up again next year. But overall, I think it's a great move to bring home goods online. They've got 821 stores across the country, so they will have homegoods.com will be you can get the latest info on store hours and closings right now, but eventually that will be the site where you can shop for all the goodies.
All right, number four this week as we head to number one. General Motors is not too excited at the moment anyway about electric trucks.
General Motors ditched its plan to acquire an equity stake in the electric truck startup company called Nikola, which is like the Nikola Tesla. I don't know why they would name their company Nikola. Tesla already was taken. It was
Tesla. Cough drop?
Nikola Tesla, the actual scientist. They keep trying to pirate his
name. Was Nikola. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they keep trying to pirate his name. But anyway, so GM was very disappointed. Nikola had battery problems. They basically lied about the capacity of, you know, that they could do 600 miles in one charge. it ended up being a kind of a disaster. So essentially, GM is shifting from being a partner to just being a customer. So when they get their stuff together, they will still be buying parts from them, but they will no longer be an official partner.
Number three, get Wise. Get it? You hear what I'm doing there?
Yeah. So Wise is the smart home company, best known for its range of budget internet-connected security cameras. Now they have announced the debut of their first smartwatch. The Wise Watch will be available in two sizes, same size as the Apple Watch. It'll ship in the U.S. in February of 2021, and it is $20. This is the best Christmas gift. If given IOU for right now, wait till they ship. It is going to have the blood oxygen monitoring, heart rate tracking. It's water and dust resistant. It's got a 9-day battery life. And it will track your sleep as well as your fitness. This is, to me, the best budget watch that you could, smart watch that you can get. $20, it's unbelievable.
Good deal. Number two, Apple has made it, as it usually does, into our top five in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. Apple has announced that they're soon going to begin manufacturing iPads outside of China for the first time, and that's because they say they don't want to get caught in a trade war, and they have asked their manufacturer, Foxconn, to move some of their iPad and MacBook assembly to Vietnam, and this is going to start in early 2021, as soon as they possibly can make this happen. And they are Apple right now sells about $1.5 billion worth of sales in India, and $500 million of that is manufactured locally in India. So Foxconn's move to Vietnam is also, part of it is also going to go more towards India as well. But they're planning a $270 million investment in Vietnam's manufacturing. So it's good news for them.
All right, number one is how you'll be able to watch Wonder Woman on Christmas.
This was the by far the story that got the most traction this week. Warner Brothers has announced that when Wonder Woman 1984 is released on Christmas Day in theaters, it will also be released on HBO Max the same day, and it will also be the first title that HBO Max will stream in 4K Ultra HD. So you will get a much better experience than if you're just watching it on regular TV.
All right, so there they are, top five items from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Vice Admiral Sam Paparo, the top U.S. Navy official in the Mideast, says American and Iranian relations on the water are a little better after months of regional attacks and seizures at sea.
We have achieved an uneasy deterrence. And so that uneasy deterrence is exacerbated by world events and by events along the way.
Paparo says at present, Iran is not behaving aggressively at sea.
I have found Iranian activity at sea to be cautious and circumspect and respectful, to not risk unnecessary miscalculation or escalation at sea.
Paparo made his comments at the annual Manama dialogue hosted by the International Institute for Strategic Studies, even as tensions remain high between Washington and Tehran over the Islamic Republic's nuclear program. The average price of a gallon of regular gas rose 4 cents over the past 2 weeks, $2.22, according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, who says that we could see lower numbers again if there were a sudden decrease in crude oil prices.
Barring that, we will probably see gasoline prices continue to edge up, but not as strongly as crude oil. Our demand has been in shrink mode because of the pandemic and associated lower economic activity.
At the low end, Houston was at $1.75 a gallon. San Francisco area topped out at $3.35 a gallon. It's not official yet, but Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's Socialist Party looks poised to gain control of the National Assembly, the country's last major independent institution, in their congressional elections that have been boycotted by the main opposition coalition. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
The Hartford Current plans to close by the end of the year.
Its newsroom and offices have been operating from its Connecticut capital since the mid-1940s. The editor of the oldest continuously published newspaper in the U.S. told staffers Friday that the decision stems from real estate needs. The newspaper will continue to be published, but parent company Tribune Publishing Company says it will consider whether it's necessary to open a new office for the Current. Patrick Foss reporting.
The Los Angeles Police Department says proposed budget cuts would result in what they say are crippling reductions in officers and services that would threaten public safety. In a statement posted to Twitter, LAPD Chief Michael Moore said Michelle Moore said the city's projected $600 million shortfall may force public safety cutbacks that would devastate the department. Among woke protests, the city cut $150 million from the budget in July. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Tesla will be added to the benchmark S&P 500 index in a single day this month rather than over 2 days.
S&P Dow Jones Indices says it'll move the electric car maker into the S&P 500 on December 21st at the company's full market value. Because Tesla will be one of the largest companies added to the S&P 500 in the past decade, S&P has been considering adding Tesla over two separate days. S&P said it decided to make the shift a single-stage move after weighing several factors, including the market's ability to accommodate significant trading volumes.
It's Jeremy House reporting. A week after Kia and affiliated Korean automaker Hyundai were fined by the U.S. for allegedly delaying recalls, Kia wants to see some 295,000 vehicles in the U.S. because the engines can stall or catch fire. Owners will be notified January 27th. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Net. And now, when radio was. Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and how about some dramatic Christmas fare? We open with The Whistler, and then later, it's the quarter-hour series known simply as Strange, and the episode, The Ghost Train. The Whistler, sponsored by Signal Oil, debuted on CBS's West Coast Network in May of 1942, and will remain on the airwaves for the next 13 years. Most of that run, though, it was heard regionally, but there were two attempts to push it nationwide. In the summer of 1946, The Whistler was heard on the East Coast as well, but with a different sponsor, Campbell Soups. Then for 18 months beginning in the spring of 1947, it aired again in the East, sponsored this time by Household Finance. During those runs, Signal Oil continued to pay the bills for the better-known West Coast version. That is where this episode is from. Listen now for Joan Banks and Jack Petruzzi, with Bill Foreman narrating and Marvin Miller announcing. The delayed Christmas present is from December 26, 1948.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales, hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
And now the Whistler's strange story. Delayed Christmas present.
Christmas was really over, for it was 1 o'clock in the morning at Pete's Cantina, a tough little night spot on the outskirts of Panama City. But the melody lingered on. You could hear the chimes of the big church a block away playing Adeste Fidelis. There was practically no business. Four hostesses, all Americans, were sitting drearily at the far end of the ballroom near the bar. One of them, Mary Winslow, billed as Candy Porter, just sat gazing drearily into space, thinking bitterly of a past from which for a while there had seemed no escape. But for 5 months now, she'd been relatively safe. No one had been around asking any questions. As Candy Porter, blues singer, Mary Winslow had found a kind of security, not a happy security, for she was far away from home. And as the chimes became silent, Mary wondered if it was worthwhile. Her reverie was broken up as she looked up and saw Spanish Pete, a fat, greedy owner of the cantina, approaching her table.
Candy, Candy, look, there's an American gentleman just came in. He wants to buy you some champagne. Champagne,
oh,
you hear
please,
that?
Please, Pete, not tonight. It's Christmas. I'd rather be alone if you don't mind.
I do mind. Look,
Kitty, all right, all right. I'll let him spend his money on champagne.
Now you're smart, baby. Here he comes.
You turn, see the tall, heavy-set American approach. Suddenly you become tense. You recognize the type, don't you? After a year of running away, you've learned to spot his kind in a moment. You fight to remain calm as he reaches your table.
Sit down, Mr. Fontaine. Sit down.
Sure you don't mind, Miss Porter?
Of course not.
Thanks. In that case, I guess I will.
I'll go get the champagne. I keep him on ice. 11 years old, too.
Cigarette, Mr. Fontaine?
No, thanks.
You don't mind if I do?
Of course not. Light?
Thanks.
Strange, spending Christmas so far away from home.
Mm-hmm. How come?
Business. Important business.
Couldn't it wait?
No. This business means a lot to the people I work for.
Oh, well, here's what you say, bubble water. From Marseille, 13 years old.
You said 11.
That was from Le Havre. This is even better. Now I put him back in the ice. You want some more? You just call Pete. I got another one on ice, just like him.
Well, I guess it's kind of late to wish you a Merry Christmas, Miss Porter. So I guess I'd better just say season's greetings. Anyway, here's luck.
Here's hoping you find whatever you came here after.
I've already found what I came after.
I'm glad.
I hope you will be.
Why shouldn't I be?
Because I came after you, Mary Winslow.
Hello?
After a year, it doesn't seem fair, does it, Mary Winslow? After a year of hiding, using one name and then another. After 5 bitter months of singing at Pete's Cantina as Candy Porter, blues singer. This man Fontaine has come to take you back to the States. To face the consequences of one horrible night. You're sure he's a detective. He couldn't be anything else. You can't run again. There's no place you could go. You've only one card left. And as you face the man across the table and listen to his even, level voice, you decide to play it. If you play it carefully, it might be an ace.
I think you know why I'm here. We're leaving in the morning for Los Angeles, Miss Winslow.
Like the billing says, my name is Candy Porter.
I know what the billing says. I know what it said in Brooklyn when you were billed as Doris Trent, in Denver when you were billed as Gladys James. But when you first took a powder out of Los Angeles, you were Mary Winslow.
You know, it's almost funny you should call me Mary Winslow. We used to work together, her and me, in the same floor show. We could have been billed as twin sisters. The customers used to mistake us for each other, too.
Now, look, Miss Winslow, let's quit kidding.
I'm not kidding. A lot of other people have made the same mistake you have. And like I said, I knew Mary Winslow intimately. I think I could help you solve your case if you let me tell you about her.
Sure. Go ahead, if it'll make you feel any better.
Thanks. You see, Mary Winslow was really just a good kid that got a bad break. In love with a swell guy and scared to death of a hoodlum. She told me all about it. It's quite a story.
I'll bet it is.
Yes, it was quite a story, wasn't it, Mary? And it all began a year ago Christmas Eve at the Christmas party given by your employers in the pink room of the Swank Wilchester Hotel. You really enjoyed yourself that night, didn't you? And you were quite the hit of the evening. You sang 3 numbers and went over big. Your fellow workers didn't know your many talents. Everyone told you what a fine singer you were. And when you left, you were feeling good. So good, you decided to drop into the cocktail lounge, make a phone call, and have a nightcap before going home.
Scotch and soda. Mix it.
Make mine the same, Bill.
Gotcha.
I heard you sing tonight. You were terrific.
Thanks.
What's the matter? Did he stand you up?
Who?
The guy we were just talking to on the phone. No, I guess he didn't stand you up.
Didn't he?
And he's on his way here right now. Yep, that's the answer. Lucky guy.
Hey, out, folks.
Oh, take it out of here, Bill.
Now, look here, Mr.
Oh, take it easy. It's practically Christmas. What's the harm of my buying you one drink? Like I said, I like your voice, Miss Winslow.
Here's your change.
Oh, thanks, Bill.
You must be a detective. You know my name and everything.
No, not everything. But it wasn't any trick to find out your name. I just asked one of the boys, that's what you're dancing with. My name's Joe Clark. Oh, I see you've never heard of me.
Should I have?
A lot of people have. Most of the boys and girls around the night spots know me.
Well, then that accounts for my ignorance. You see, I seldom haunt the night spots.
Well, you should. With a voice like yours, you could be packing them in a good nightclub.
Oh, now I get it. You're a professional talent scout, and you want to get me into the movies.
No. I'm a gambler. Shock you?
Why should it? Live and let live is my motto. And that's exactly what I'm going to do right now.
What?
Live my life and let you live yours. Good night, Mr. Clark. My. Just think, tomorrow I can tell all the girls at the office I met a real live gambler.
You could tell them all a lot more than that if you believed in your voice as much as I do.
Really?
Uh-huh. You've heard of Domingos on Sunset, out near the ocean?
It's an undercover gambling club, isn't it?
It's more than a gambling club. It's a swell floor show. A lot of big people go out there, people that count.
And they're all intimate friends of yours, I'm sure.
Not all, but I know quite a few. Could push you right to the top with that voice.
Oh, that's the oldest line I've ever heard.
It's not a line. Yeah, but skip it. Go on home. Listen to the radio. Eat candy. You can have a terrific time. You go to Domingo's with me, you can't tell what might happen. You might have to meet a couple of show producers. So play it safe and go home. It may be dull, but you'll always get to work on time.
Is that all you have to say?
That's all. Nighty-night.
Wait a minute.
Yeah?
Could we be back fairly early?
Leave any time you say.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Oh, now you're making sense. I'll call a cab.
Never mind. I have a car. It's parked right around the corner.
Clark used just the right approach, didn't he, Mary? You realize you're being a fool. But as the hours pass, you tell yourself your fears are groundless. Joe treats you with perfect courtesy. You watch the gambling for a while, then proceed to the silver room and enjoy the floor show. Afterward, you have a little food and watch the dancers. Suddenly, you've had enough.
Joe, do you mind if we leave now?
I said we'd leave any time you said. What hit you? The music?
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Another guy?
Another guy. My fiancé.
What happened to him?
He's in the Philippines. Research.
Oh, chemist?
Doctor. Dr. Frank Wilson, M.D. That was his car we drove out here in. He told me to keep it warm for him.
Well, too bad. We could have had a lot of fun. Well, shall we go?
Oh, yes. We've got more of our story coming up right after this short break.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Carpal tunnel syndrome develops when the median nerve, one of three that runs through your wrist, gets squeezed or compressed. Surprisingly, the most common complaint that brings people to their doctor is trouble sleeping.
They wake up with nocturnal awakening. Their hands are burning on fire. It feels like pins and needles, and typically in the thumb, index, middle, and part of their ring finger.
Dr. Alex Shin says treating mild to moderate symptoms starts conservatively with splints.
Holding the wrist in an extended position so that when patients sleep, they don't flex their wrist down and further kink off their nerve, or corticosteroid injections to decrease the inflammation around the tendons and making more room available for that nerve in that tight canal.
If symptoms persist, Dr. Shin says surgery may be necessary, and there are several options that may be considered. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
With the ongoing pandemic, it's more important than ever to get a flu shot. The flu could make things worse, especially for communities of color who are already disproportionately affected by pre-existing conditions, and also for hospitals and healthcare workers already battling the COVID-19 pandemic. The American Medical Association and other experts have started the No One Has Time for the Flu campaign, reminding everyone that the flu vaccine is safe and effective. To learn more, including where to get a vaccination, visit getmyflushot.org. Has your dental hygiene routine slipped recently? The new year is the perfect time for a fresh start. The American Dental Association recommends brushing twice a day with fluoride toothpaste, cleaning between your teeth daily, and limiting sugary snacks and drinks. Also, don't forget to schedule a checkup. Dentists have increased the already strong infection control in their offices to continue safely providing the care that you need. For more tips, visit mouthhealthy.org. That's mouthhealthy.org.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Welcome back to The Whistler on When Radio Was.
Was it just the song, Mary? Or was it that uneasy feeling you have about Joe that made you want to leave so suddenly? It must have been the song. For as you're ready to leave the club grounds, Joe is still a considerate escort.
Yeah, hop in. Oh, unless you want me to drive.
I'll drive, unless you mind too much.
Oh, no, I don't mind. Probably be safer, too.
For several miles, Joe says little, seems preoccupied. And you feel relieved when he breaks his rather strange silence.
Say, Mary, would you mind stopping for a minute at that drive-in? All of a sudden, I've got an awful headache. Maybe I can get some aspirin.
I doubt it, but we'll give it a try.
You can keep the motor running while I'm gone. I'll only be gone a few seconds.
Okay.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Joe!
Get going.
Joe, you shot him.
I said get going fast. There's a gun in your ribs, baby. You just saw what happened to one guy that crossed me.
Is he dead?
I don't know.
Oh, you. Oh, why was I such a fool?
Turn right at the next corner. The car's been tailing us for the last 5 minutes.
Well, I'm glad. I hope it's a prowl car. It saved me the trouble of phoning the police.
He didn't turn, baby. You shouldn't have said what you did about phoning the cops. You better pull over and park. We got a couple of things to talk over. I said pull over!
Please, please, Joe, don't kill me. I know you can do it easy, but I'll never talk about tonight.
That's the way you feel now. An hour from now, you'll feel...
Oh, no, I won't. I'm a word of honor. I'm making a deal with you, Joe. I'm trading you my silence for my life. I swear I won't talk about it ever.
Okay, I'll take a chance. You drove the getaway car, so we're partners now anyway. We're going to have a lot of fun together, you and me. Now, how about dropping me off at my place?
Tell me where to go.
I live about 6 miles.
After you drop Joe and you reach your apartment, you're so weak you can hardly stand. Your senses are reeling, your brain is spinning. You practically fall into bed. You try to snatch a little sleep, but sleep is impossible. Finally, at 6 o'clock in the morning, the newspaper is shoved under your apartment door. The headlines sicken you.
Drive-in operator shot in hold-up dies.
The subheadings are even worse.
Unidentified man and woman seen fleeing from scene of crime in dark green 47 model Chevrolet. Pedestrian believes he can identify both car and woman.
There it is, Mary. Hopeless, isn't it? Even if you called the police, your story would sound phony now. It's closing in on you, isn't it, Mary? Yet frightened as you are, you're certain of two things. That you're not going to become further involved with Joe Clark. And you won't allow any unfavorable publicity to fall on your absent fiancé, Dr. Frank Wilson. You were foolish to risk a life of happiness with him, weren't you? For a few moments of excitement with a gambler, a murderer like Joe Clark. But you decide there's only one thing you can do, Mary. Leave town, disappear, and never see Clark again. You dress hurriedly, packing only a few belongings, and then spend Christmas Day and night at the home of a girlfriend. The next morning, you're on an eastbound plane. 3 months later, you're singing in the Golden Lion, a prosperous little nightclub in Brooklyn, New York, where you become a featured performer under the name of Doris Trent. You're a great success under your new name. And then one night, you have a visitor. You're sure it's Mr. Vern Shields, London musical comedy producer.
Come in. I'm...
Well, well, what do you know? Long time no see, Miss Trent. Doris Trent, it says on the program.
All right, Joe, now that you've found me, what's on your mind?
You double-crossed me, baby.
You're crazy. That's why I left town, so I wouldn't have to talk to anybody.
But you could still write, couldn't you?
I don't get you.
That anonymous note to the police, written just after you left, telling all about that driving job. Gave the exact time, my name, where I lived, what I had on, everything. But not a word about the girl with me. Funny, huh? You're the only one that knew all of that, baby.
Oh, no, Joe, you're wrong. Believe me, I didn't write any note.
Couldn't have been anyone else. 2 days after you left, they picked me up for questioning.
Anybody could have written a note like that. One of your enemies might have wanted you out of circulation and tried to frame you.
Yeah, maybe, but I doubt it.
Joe, I didn't write it. I've kept my bargain with you 100%.
There's one way you can convince me.
How?
Marry me tonight.
Marry you?
Yeah. That way I'll be sure of you. Wives don't testify against their husbands. Besides, I'll know what you're doing all the time.
Oh, Joe, I gotta go to my show. Let's talk this over
tonight
in the morning.
Tonight or else. You can run up to Connecticut. But go ahead, do your show. If you've got any ideas about calling in the cops, don't forget, you drove the getaway car. And in case anything serious should happen to me, there's a written confession in my pocket telling exactly how you helped me pull the job. How we used your boyfriend's car. How you kept the motor running waiting for me. Your doctor would love reading about that, wouldn't he?
No. No, he wouldn't.
Then don't get funny. Go ahead and on to your show. I'll wait for you here.
You start down the hallway toward the powder room off stage. Suddenly you realize what a fool you've been. But you're not going to keep on being a fool, are you, Mary? Not with that wall telephone just 5 steps ahead of you.
Operator. Oh, operator. Get me police headquarters.
Better
quick.
Hang up quick, babe, and I mean quick. You should have looked around before you called. I had a hunch you'd try to double-cross me. Now I know for sure who wrote that note to the cops.
Oh, I didn't, Joe.
You just tried to call him, didn't you? All of a sudden, I've lost interest in getting married. We're just going for a little ride. Come on, babe, start walking.
No, Joe. I'm not moving a foot, not an inch. If I have to be shot, I'll take it right here. Let go of my arm.
Hey, what's going on here? Something wrong, Doris? This guy bothering you?
Yes, he is. He wants to date me. Tell him to leave, will you, Eddie?
Maybe I'd better take him into the office and call the cops.
No. No, thanks, Eddie. There's no need for that. He's just another wolf. Tell him to leave. That's good enough.
You heard what the lady said, bud. Start traveling.
Okay, chum. Anything you say. I'll see the lady later. We parked right across the street. Miss Trent.
You should have let me call the cops.
I would have if he hadn't had you covered with his gun.
Oh? Thanks, kid.
Eddie, I gotta get out of town fast.
After what you just did for me, that's a cinch. Grab some clothes while I phone my wife I'm bringing you home. We'll go out the rear entrance. My car's on the lot next door. Tomorrow I'll call a friend of mine in Denver. He'll put you to work right away. You better change your name, though.
That'll be easy. I'm getting used to it. So, Mr. Fontaine, that's where I met Mary Winslow, in Denver at the Hi-Hat Club. Builders, Gladys James. She roomed with me about 2 months, and then she left. Just like that one night when a waiter told her some guy wanted to interview her for a magazine. That's the last I ever saw of her.
That's the end of the story?
That's the end.
And Mary Winslow told you all this?
Well, we were very close friends.
I'll say you were. You expect me to believe that?
It's true, every word of it.
You know something? You ought to be writing stories for the movies.
Well, Mary, it looks as though you've lost, doesn't it? That your one card wasn't enough. The man across the table, the man you're sure is a detective, who has come to take you back to Los Angeles to stand trial for a holdup and murder you had nothing to do with, doesn't believe you, does he? And the jury in Los Angeles won't believe you either. Yes, Mary, it looks as though you've lost, but you're going to play the game to the end anyway. And as the piano player across the floor plays the tune he's played 1,000 times in the last 2 weeks. You quietly watch Fontaine and await his next word.
How long did you say you've been here?
I didn't say. I got here about 5 months ago.
Like it here?
No.
That's what I figured. Look, Miss...
Cigarette?
Yeah, thanks.
Light?
Mm-hmm. Thanks again, Miss Porter.
Did you say Miss Porter?
That's what you said your name was, didn't you? That's what the billing says, too, isn't it?
Oh, thanks, Mr. Fontaine. Thanks for believing me.
There's just one thing I'd like to ask you, Miss...
Ask me anything.
Knowing Miss Winslow as well as you do, do you think she might come back to Los Angeles sometime and sort of clear things up?
I think she might. Someday. You see, a girl like Mary Winslow gets to feel kind of soiled after working around in joints like this. She'd probably want to spend a little time maybe out in the desert, in the sunshine. Sort of freshening up before anybody she cared about.
Yeah. I guess she would. Well, this was a pretty long trip for nothing, you might say. Just one more bum steer. But I'm glad I came. I always figured that confession we found on Joe Clark was a phony.
Clark? Is Joe Clark in jail?
He's dead. The Brooklyn police got him one night about 5 months ago. Funny how they got the tip. A woman called the police one night from a little nightclub, the Golden Lion Club. She hung up before they answered the phone, but the Brooklyn boys decided to investigate anyway. One of them spotted Clark parked in the car across the street, and he got trigger-happy, and that was that.
Joe Clark. Finished.
Well, Miss Porter, if you ever run into Mary Winslow...
I'll tell her all about the Christmas present I got from a swell cop named Fontaine.
I'm not a cop, Miss Porter.
You're not? Then who are you?
I'm a private investigator, working for a guy named Wilson. Dr. Frank Wilson.
Frank Wilson?
That's right. He's in love with Mary Winslow. Doesn't care where she's been. Just wants her to come back and marry him. Well, so long, Miss Porter, and Happy New Year.
Mr. Fontaine.
Yes?
Do you think you could arrange for me to go back to the States with you?
I guess I could. I was figuring on taking one lady back. Are you going on through to Los Angeles?
Not for a while. I'd kind of like to spend a little time in the country somewhere. But I think maybe before next Christmas... Well, I think I'll find Mary Winslow again.
Featured in tonight's story were Joan Banks and Jack Petruzzi. This is Marvin Miller speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
The Delayed Christmas Present is from December 26, 1948. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, a holiday-themed episode from a very brief 1950s radio series that was known simply as Strange. It will begin right after this break.
Personal notice. Danger's my stock and trade. If the job's too tough for you to handle, you got a job for me, George Valentine.
From the darkest, foggiest, most rain-swept streets of your imagination come 20 episodes of Great Radio Private Eyes from Radio Spirits.
It's easy to rent yourself out and you make a few bucks, but sooner or later you get burned. It doesn't make any difference whether you're a man or a mouse, because down on the waterfront in San Francisco, they build the traps both ways.
Radio's best-remembered detectives take on all comers in this wide-ranging collection of thrill-packed cases of crime.
I parked a block away and started toward it on foot when the glow from a lonely cigarette said that it wasn't quite as deserted as it should have been. The cigarette belonged to a woman who was someplace under a lot of makeup.
interesting evening.
You asking me or telling me?
Well, either it is, it has been, or it could be. Take your pick. You look like a bright boy.
From Philip Marlowe to Sam Spade, from the upscale nightlife of the Falcon to the grubby dockside world of Pat Novak, get set for classic radio drama at its most entertaining.
I want to see her, I'm going to see her.
Trick I learned a long time ago. Shoot a guy on the knee and he'll never walk straight again.
You ever done it?
Oh, yeah. That's how I learned.
That's what I learned, baby.
Great Radio Private Eyes is regularly priced at $39.98. But when Radio Woz listeners only need to pay half that, for you it's just $19.99 plus get free standard shipping. Just go to Radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code PRIVATE7.
Live sharply with your senses in high gear as a confidential cop must. You notice things the average citizen never sees.
Get Great Radio Private Eyes today at Radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code PRIVATE7. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. Who doesn't love saving money on purchases, especially with the year we've had? And it's never been easier with the Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. You already know about SlickDeals.net, the largest social platform for scoring deals wherever you shop. And with the Slick Deals browser extension, you can get early access to Slick Deals' best of web deals, as vetted and voted on by its community of more than 12 million users. No more hunting for coupon codes, as the Slick Deals browser extension automatically finds and applies the best codes whenever you check out, all to save you money on purchases. Access exclusive coupons from hundreds of stores, set up a deal alert from anywhere on the web, and a whole lot more. With the free money-saving Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. Enable it today at slickdeals.net/radio. That's slickdeals.net/radio.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and time now for a quarter-hour episode from a brief ABC radio series, narrated by Shadow creator Walter Gibson. It combines a ghost story with the holiday season. Known as Ghost Train, it was originally recorded and broadcast in 1955.
The story you're about to hear is true, but strange.
On Christmas Eve, Tom, you picked up a girl on the road and didn't even tell me about it.
Oh, wait a minute, Lucille. How did
she... was a beautiful girl with eyes like nothing a man has ever seen before.
You've been talking to Bill?
And you end up at my house walking around as though you weren't quite connected with this world.
Answer me. Have you been talking to Bill? Did he tell you about this?
I've talked with Bill, but he didn't tell me any part of this. Neither did anyone else. But I know, and I can tell you every detail of that ride.
How?
That's why you're out for this ride, darling. I'm going to show you how.
Strange. True stories of the supernatural. With your narrator, famous author, lecturer, and expert on weird and unusual events, Walter Gibson.
Thank you, Charles Woods. At the turn of the century, a train ran through Connecticut, which local residents dubbed the Ghost Train. It was real enough at the time, but its white cars gave it a weird effect when seen through the night. In years to come, the term became even more appropriate. A few years ago, Tom Lacey was driving over back roads in Connecticut to spend Christmas with his fiancée. In the rear seat, his friend Bill Bowen was dozing comfortably along with his dog Spangles. Tom didn't like the road very much.
Ah, we should have put on chains. It's pretty hard to hold this car down in these old high-crowned roads. Hey, that sounds like a sleigh. Where is it? Gee, I wonder if there could be a side road running along here. Gosh, I can hear those bells as plain as day, but there's not a sign of the sleigh either in front of us or behind us. Well, I'd sure hate having to stop for it in a hurry while I'm going down this long hill. There's a train coming.
It's an old steam train. Do you think anything up there was diesel?
No more bells. The sleigh must have stopped for the train, and I'd better... Whoa. Way out here. Well, we need somebody to talk to since Bill won't wake up.
Hey, get in. You must be frozen standing out there.
Here, I'll close the door for you. Well, where to, miss?
To my house. In the valley at the foot of the Long Hill Road. My father is ill. I must get to him right away. Right away.
Long Hill Road? I'm afraid I don't know where that is.
Take the first right down the hill. At the bottom, take a left fork across the covered bridge. It's the first house, the other side of the river.
Okay, take it easy. I'll get you there. Place, miss.
Yes.
There's somebody waiting for you on the porch, I think, with a lantern.
My brother Leonard.
Oh. Oh, wait a minute. Let me get the door. It sticks.
Thank you.
Well, wait a minute. You don't have to be in such a hurry, do you? I'd kind of like to see you again.
After Christmas, I'm sure my father will be well. Good night.
It was a gay Christmas at the home of Lucille Rutledge, Tom's fiancée. But Tom, oddly enough, was more quiet than usual. Although Lucille worried a little, asking if he felt all right, Tom would not admit to anything being wrong. Finally, she got Bill Boland aside to ask a few pertinent questions.
Bill, will you talk to me for a minute?
Sure, pick a subject.
I can't help wondering what's happened to Tom. Do you have any idea?
Well, I didn't know anything had happened to him.
Oh, well, now, he's not being himself at all. He's quiet. And you know that's not at all like Tom.
Come to think of it, I guess that's right.
We haven't seen each other since Thanksgiving. Are you sure that he hasn't met another girl?
No. Look, he dragged me through every high-priced store on Fifth Avenue before we came up here. And he was like an anxious adolescent. Did I think you'd like this? Did I think you'd like that?
No.
Was it the right color? Does that sound like a guy who's got his mind on another girl?
No. And one of you certainly had good taste in presents, I must say. But just the same, he's been quiet and strained ever since he got here. So something must have happened. Tom. Bill, nothing happened along the road, did it?
Well, you can't prove it by me. I was asleep most of the way out here.
No, think hard.
Well, honest, nothing. I vaguely remember hearing Tom muttering to himself while he drove along, but I...
And?
Well, you know, now that I think of it, I do seem to remember a woman's voice in there a couple of times. Of course, I thought I was dreaming. But...
Do you remember where you heard it?
Oh, I didn't even open my eyes. All I know is we were going down a hill... We seem to have been going down a hill the whole way up here.
It was a long hill, in other words. Now I know what's been the matter with Tom.
Oh, wait a minute, Lucille. If there's anything I've said, I don't want to get...
Rest easy, Bill. But tomorrow I'm going to take Tom out for a drive, and you're not invited.
Although the roads hadn't improved a bit, Lucille insisted on going out for a drive with Tom on the following day. She took the wheel, and as the car pulled out of the village, she said...
I should be jealous, you know.
Huh?
Yes, you pick up a girl along the road. Don't even tell me about it.
Wait a minute, now.
She's a beautiful girl with eyes like nothing a man has ever seen before.
You've been talking to Bill.
And you end up at my house, walking around as though you weren't, well, quite connected with this world.
Answer me, have you been talking with Bill?
I've talked with Bill, yes, but he didn't tell me any of this.
Well, then how'd you know?
Aha. Uh-huh. Now, that's an admission that it's all true.
Well, all right, I picked up the girl, yeah. Well, she was standing beside the road trying to flag a ride to her home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it looked pretty cold out there, so I took her home.
Yeah, but you wanted to see her again.
Well, I wanted... Well, I... Look here. Was this kid a friend of yours or what?
No.
Well, then how did you know all this?
I'm psychic.
Oh, nonsense.
No, really, Tom. Why the stare ever since you got here? Do you realize that you haven't looked me in the eyes once?
Well, I didn't realize them. I'm sorry. It won't happen again.
Yes, but what your promise was, how do I know it won't happen again?
Because I love you, and I want to marry you. And you're the only girl in the world for me.
Oh. Well, that goes a long way toward getting you out of the doghouse.
Oh, that's good.
Now, if you can explain walking around with a dreamy countenance.
Well, you put your finger on it, all right. See that girl's eyes? They're what had me walking around in a trance. I just couldn't get them out of my mind.
All right, darling. Now, I'll show you how I happen to know all about it. Although, this is an advantage that I really should keep.
Stay tuned. We'll have more of this strange tale right after this short break.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC. Slow
down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. but we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, WISE across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Lucille drove Tom to the Long Hill, where unexplained things had started happening to him. Different as it appeared in daylight, Tom could still recognize it, and he said so.
That's right, darling. See, now we're headed back toward my house on exactly the same road you took Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Do you remember hearing something around this point?
Yeah, sleigh bells.
Did you see the sleigh?
No, that's what stuck me.
You didn't see the sleigh because it was traveling an old road that doesn't exist anymore. It used to run parallel to this one, at least partway down the hill. And then, just about here, I should think, you started hearing a train whistle.
Yeah, I'm darned if I did. How did you know?
And when you came around this curve, you saw...
I saw a train.
Yes. But now... Look, in the light of day, do you see any railroad crossing there?
No, there's not a sign of one. What, was I out of my head? Or...
No, darling, you were all right. Look on either side of the road. You'll see the old railroad bed where the line used to run through here.
Yeah?
And right here is where you picked up the girl. Isn't it?
Yeah, she was standing right over there by that rock.
Now, Tom, the reason I know exactly what happened is that it's happened before to other people down through the years. You see, back around 1900, a girl named Ethel Wyman was hurrying down this hill in a sleigh, trying to reach her father's sickbed before he died. And she was struck and killed here by the train that used to run on this line.
Yeah, and it was painted all white, wasn't
yes.
it?
And every year at Christmas time, the scene is reenacted with the girl standing by the side of the road trying to get a ride to her father's house. And everyone who has experienced it has made a point of reporting the girl's eyes. They were haunting.
Yeah, they certainly were. Well, so I picked up a ghost and took her home, huh? See, that'll be something to remember.
Yes.
Look, now will you tell me why all this business about you being jealous?
Oh, well, it was just too good an opportunity, sweetheart. I just wanted to be sure that you'd never look at another girl again, no matter what kind of eyes she had.
Thinking it over later, there was something that neither Tom nor Lucille could puzzle out. Before reaching Ethel Wyman's home, Tom had taken a left fork at the bottom of Long Hill, then crossed a covered bridge. Retracing that route in daylight, he found that neither the fork in the road nor the bridge existed. The road ended at an abutment, and beyond it lay Great Hollow Reservoir, built 40 years before.
Tune in at this same time for Walter Gibson, your expert on the supernatural. Stories of ghosts, of spirits, werewolves, and voodoo. And each story you hear is true, but strange. Strange with Walter Gibson as your expert was directed by Bill Marshall. In the cast were Mary Patton and Hal Holbrook. This is Charles Wood speaking.
And that indeed was Ghost Train, as presented on the ABC series Strange back in 1955. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we played a Christmas episode of The Whistler, starring Joan Banks and Jack Petruzzi. The narrator, a.k.a. The Whistler, was voiced by Bill Forman. When he left for a time, though, to serve in the military during World War II, another performer with a great voice filled in for him. Can you name him? I'll have the answer and wrap up when radio was right after this break.
Unforgettable, that's what you are.
Nat King Cole is unforgettable with 100 of his original recordings in a 4-CD collection. Now available at musicrewind.com.
A very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea.
Order Nat King Cole 100 Hits today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for 4 CDs. Act now and get a special savings on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code KING99.
Why, it's almost like being in love. It is only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea.
Enjoy 100 of Nat King Cole's greatest hits, such as Too Young, Ramblin' Rose, Orange Colored Sky, For Sentimental Reasons, A Blossom Fell, and many more. All for the amazingly low price of $22.98 for 4 CDs. Go to musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and use promo code KING99 to save on shipping.
Though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com now. Remember promo code KING99 for bonus savings on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
A Loveland, Colorado homeowner could go to jail for protecting his property from melting snow. He paid $10,000 for a permit to add a small addition, but then the city changed the rules. He had to stop work, pay another $30,000 for a new permit, and wait for approval. He waited so long winter came, and melting snow was pouring off the unfinished roof into his basement. He tacked up some plastic to temporarily route the water away, and the city compliance officers pounced. He was dragged into court for putting up plastic without a permit while waiting for the permit. Even the court could not figure out what he had done to deserve such abuse. In America, it's the government's job to protect our rights, not steal them. Thieves go to jail, not innocent victims.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. I'm Greg Bell, and before the break, I was talking about Whistler narrator Bill Foreman and mentioned he was off the series for a while as he served in the military during World War II. Taking his place, well, actually pulling double duty, was the series' longtime announcer, Marvin Miller. Well, folks, we're all done this time around, but be sure to visit us at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.